much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hope y'all enjoy the show.
I can assure you, I won't.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Num nut.
What'd you call me?
Num nut?
What?
Num nut.
Num nut is a felt or sheepskin pad placed between a horse's back and the saddle to prevent chafing. Can I say it and then you say it?
Yeah.
Num nut.
Oh, num nut. That's a relief.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
See, this is why we're not watching TV. People get obsessed.
Talk to the hand.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
That's how he rolls.
Oh, that's tight.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
That is what she said.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one.
It's all good, man. We still gonna have the apple party.
Just like the other one.
Did you see the memo about this?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Generous slices of juicy beef.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time
let's
to shine.
Shine. Let's shine.
There's a black man stealing my show.
Roll another one.
Beat a dead horse till it's even deader.
Just like the other one.
What is wrong with this
one? This one seems to be about.
His testicles, you know, I'm bleeding.
But don't bogart that joint.
My cowboy hat is made of bacon.
Just pass it around.
She blinded me with boogers.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Abbotsford, British Columbia.
Just hello. Pass it on down.
And now.
What are you all doing in here? You better not be engaging in pot. Or other activities.
Our feature presentation.
Hate it when people engage in pot.
Yes.
This is the
or
worst.
Other activities.
Or other activities of some sort. Sure. Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it is Friday, the 16th of October.
It's a holy mess.
Here's what happened.
Hey, how about turning the DJ up?
Give the DJ some?
Yeah.
I didn't hear any DJ. Yeah.
Should we try it again?
It's auxiliary.
Each week, the Kevin and Bean Man Mel Fund subtracts new members based on who's available, and this is the debut of a brand new group here this morning.
Well, we do have Chip on bass again this week. We have Dave the King of Mexico on drums, and he broke a drumstick. Within the first 5 seconds, broken right in half. That's how hard he plays.
Wow.
So then he was playing one-handed like he was saying he was going to yesterday. Omar, the DJ, Omar Khan is in the studio, and I didn't have him turned on. So that's good.
Oh, yeah, that sucks. Man. All right, we gotta do
so
it
that's
again.
That's all me.
That's just not fair.
We should try it again.
All right, what is it?
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, the 16th of October.
Yeah, too.
Definitely. Definitely.
Much better. All right, now we're ready to go.
Oh, Homer's
a long day for some people.
Yes, for everyone but us.
And oh, yeah, us oh, even. Yeah.
I wish I was with that six-year-old in the balloon. All right, how is everybody?
Fine. The balloon story is nothing but annoying. I'll tell you, I couldn't have been more furious yesterday, yet couldn't stop watching to see how long CNN was going to go live with their coverage. It was four solid hours in its entirety. That was the only story they were covering. Now, even if the kid jumped and died, okay, it's still not 4 hours of live CNN in the world we live in today, is it?
But wasn't it funny that he wasn't on the balloon?
After all that.
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
Pretty funny.
But, I mean, how embarrassing is that coverage when they're doing scrolls along the bottom of the screen about explosions that killed 38 people, yet they're devoting every resource of that international news organization to tracking this balloon and have an expert after expert on to talk about what could happen
and
or what they might do.
It continues today because the kid's on three news shows this morning. Sure, threw up on two of them.
Yeah, how about that?
Did? Threw up on him?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I saw him throw up on the Today Show right into – and they must have known it was coming because they had a Tupperware container or something with him that he barfed into. So anyway, it was an absurd, ridiculous story, and I know somebody's calling about it on Kevin Means What to Do Nephew, so why don't we get to that right now? 1-800-520-1067. It's time for you to call, get on the air, get a prize. Hit it, Steve.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
By the way, Steve is asking if he can join the band. I told him probably not.
We got no room for Steve.
He can audition like everybody else has, is what Steve could do.
Right.
All right. How about a pair of tickets to Six... No, that's the wrong prize. How about... that is the right prize. Okay. Six Flags Magic Mountain Fright Fest, along with a pair of tickets to go see Morrissey at the Fox Theater. That's on December 7th at the Fox, or the Gibson on December 10th. Tickets for those Morrissey shows go on sale tomorrow at 10. All right, why don't we go ahead and start with our man, Louis/Louise. He is on line 6 on the Kevin DeBean Show. Hey, Lou, what's up?
Hi there.
Hi, good
what
morning.
Do you do? Hey, that stupid kid in Colorado had me pissed off.
Yeah.
And I thought he was in the balloon, and find out he's like hiding in the attic or something.
Those of you that, like I do, try to stay away from all news coverage, every day, mm-hmm. and don't watch anything, you would have been amazed yesterday by the amount of coverage that this little kid, who was supposedly in a homemade helium balloon, and was lost and was flying away, and everybody was freaking out over, it was the best. Yeah. Really the best. And the kid's a little douchebag, and his dad's a little douchebag, big douchebag.
His dad's tremendous douchebag.
Oh.
Tremendous douchebag. And, yes. I mean, I guess they have to call in the Air National Guard, and I guess at some point maybe NORAD needs to get asked. But the whole thing was just such an enormous waste of time and resources for a family that can't keep track of their own children. I mean, that's basically what it boiled down
to.
Yeah,
they said it cost about $100,000 all in all.
But
they shut down some traffic at Denver.
Having
airport.
Said that, though, I mean, we really, I think we're working from a position of surplus money-wise, so we're good.
Well, there's that.
It's no problem. It's not a worry.
And then, of course, the biggest controversy moment of the whole thing was the interview on CNN last mm-hmm. night, where the little kid said, what did he say, Lisa? I did it for the show, or you told me to do it for the show, or something like that.
Yeah, you told me it was a show. Something, yeah. And they said that the little kid was throwing up this morning when his dad was answering questions about that. It's all really interesting.
They were on Wife Swap.
Yeah,
exactly. So it does seem like they love the camera. So yeah. I don't know what's going on, but I say death penalty. I hope you guys are with me, but I think it's time for death penalty for the
Puppy
whole family.
Puppy
Lake, definitely.
Even if you're not a fan of the death penalty, in this case,
yeah.
you can make an exception.
I think so.
I think we'd be okay.
Thank you, Lou.
All right, let's try Stella. Stella is on line 1 on the Kevin and Bean Show.
It's
the Friday What to Do Nephew. Hey, Stella.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Somebody is either hungover or really tired.
I'm just desperado, man. I need some help.
Desperado, man. Okay.
Okay.
What's going on?
Well, I finally purchased my home, my dream home, not too long ago. And my in-laws decided to have the bright idea to buy another home. And they want to buy a new home for themselves. And they move right out of all the homes available right now. They buy the home right next to me.
They moved in next door?
So your husband's parents moved into the very next door house to you.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Is this because you guys have kids and they wanted to be closer to them?
Absolutely not. We have no kids. I don't.
Wow.
You gotta either move or burn their place to the ground.
I know it sounds extreme, but those are your only two options.
I'm telling you, I'm the one that wants to take off in a balloon. I'm just
or, wow. Okay, that's a third option.
Do they show up all the time?
Uninvited, yes. They have a copy of the key. I've tried sneaking and getting the key back. They've taken it back. They redecorated my home.
They redecorated? What happened? Why is your husband such a pussy?
No, he's a good guy. But
why doesn't he say stop it?
Well, he has, but think of Marie on steroids from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay. Didn't you have this conversation with them before they moved in, when they were in the process of purchasing the home?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Look,
divorce.
Divorce is another option.
That would
that's
be your
that's
other
your
option.
Fourth option. Yeah. That's a really difficult conversation to have with somebody, especially
in-laws.
I don't want you to live next to me. I mean, that.
How do you say it with tact? But I love my in-laws.
Of course.
They're a bad.
No, they sound great.
Time to change the locks.
I wish they broke into my house and redecorated. That would make me real happy.
It is time to change the locks. That's an excellent idea,
change
by the way.
Change the locks.
Yeah.
I feel like plastic on your sofa is a network.
Wow. Yeah, change the locks, and then every time they ask for a key, go, oh, yeah, I'm having one made.
Mm-hmm. You can stall them for a long time.
Thank you for the call, Stella.
Good luck.
Stella, not happy.
She's so sad.
Not happy.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow, we got some good calls today.
Let's talk to Eric. He had a strange dream.
Hi, Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
Hey. What did it do, nephew? What did it do, baby boo?
What did it do?
Tell us about your dream last night.
Oh my God, you guys, I am so afraid. I'm so distraught. So, I had a dream that, Bean was the only one with his wife to survive on an island after a nuclear holocaust.
So there was a huge nuclear war. Every human being on the world was killed except for Bean and his wife?
Yeah, and his little dogs and his little animals.
Yeah.
You mean it's up to Bean to repopulate the earth?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
Well, that's not going to happen because girls are icky.
Yeah, that's true.
And so he and his wife have to repopulate, and the animals do too. So things like every day that has the same numbers was a religious holiday.
Sure.
Well, there don't have to be any holidays if my wife and I are the only people living on Earth. What's the point of a holiday?
No, after 1,000 years later, you know, there's a religion called spina bifida.
Wow, this is
there's a religion called spina bifida, is what he said. And Bean is the high priest?
Yeah. Well, he's dead.
They worship him, though.
He's God, so...
Yeah, all right.
Okay. And instead of Mecca, they have to go to different countries every year and get a haircut.
I like it. I like it very much.
You have funny dreams.
I hope that you are some sort of prophet and that it all comes true.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
All right, let's take one more real quick. Let's talk to Richard. He's on line 3. It's bright and early on a Friday, but he's already killed something.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What have you already killed?
What did you do?
Okay, so this is, I don't know how you guys feel about pigeons, but I was driving
rats
my
with
car.
Wings.
Yes,
rats with
you.
Wings, right?
So, and that's what I thought. So I'm driving. I hit this pigeon. He doesn't fly away. That's his job. But he doesn't. He gets hit, and it disturbs me. I got this sinking feeling in my stomach, like I did something wrong.
All right.
I mean, these things are gross.
Let me ask you a question, Richard. Did you go out of your way to hit it, or did you try not to, or you just?
Okay, well, I'm going to admit a little bit. I sped up just because that's what I do.
Right. No, that's good.
I mean, you have to, right?
That is your. That's a natural reaction when you see a pigeon is to speed up. You did the right thing, man.
Don't worry.
Okay.
You're feeling bad.
You did the right thing.
So I shouldn't be feeling bad about this?
Not a bit. No.
Okay.
No.
There's not much you can do with birds, by the way. You can't really get them out of your way.
No, but you don't have to speed up.
But it was just a reaction. It wasn't something that he thought about and pre-planned.
You just hit it.
Yeah, you just see a pigeon, you go.
I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often with the way birds fly in front of you when you're driving. I really
True.
Am.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot you can do about it. But I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Thank you, Richard. You think we're going to avoid Sal? Are you kidding? Sal's got the best call of the day.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to take that. I'm sorry. We're
but
out of time.
He's...
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show. By the way, I got a bit of a late start today, so I'm not even clear what's the date. I don't even know where we're at right now in this month. I'm so confused.
Oh, what's the date? Oh, yeah. It's Friday the 16th of October. DJ Omar Khan. All right.
Nice.
All right. It's coming
nice.
Together.
Good sesh.
We've made good sesh. Good We've sesh. Made great strides since the first performance earlier this morning.
Ralph is not even going to recognize the band when he comes back next week.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
All right.
We have Amber Heard in the studio.
Oh,
yeah.
Talking about stepfather.
I love her. She's the best woman in the whole world.
That's a former listener, Nick.
He's back. He's back listening. Believe me. He's. Don't think the beacon didn't go off and he wasn't automatically alerted that there was an Amber Alert happening on our show.
But that's BS, isn't it? Amber Alert. Listen to you.
he loves her, as you know.
Movie beat today because it is Friday. We have Lisa May and her amazing internet courage refusing friends left and right on Facebook.
Well, and you use the word Facebook friends Nazi. Loosely.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying.
All right.
If you see Lisa in person and you ask her to lunch, she can't say no. But
the internet gives me power.
When it's online, she gets power and she just goes crazy with it.
But seriously, I mean, who makes you fill out an application and get a credit check and a health certificate to be a friend on Facebook? I mean, I think Lisa's just making you jump through hoops now just to do it.
I think I'm just being safe.
Recap some of the baseball last night. Got Gene Simmons talking to about his new CD. And we're going to send somebody to Australia.
Dude,
all of that coming up on this morning's show. We got the Showbiz Beat coming up next.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday, and it is time for the Showbiz Beat. And it's kind of hard to go on, to tell you the truth. Kind of hard to think that we've got a long show ahead of us when the news is already this bad first thing.
Captain Lou Albino?
Yeah!
Yeah, he is still dead.
Oh.
Guys, if Fred Durst and his new wife, Esther Nazore, can't make it, who can?
Shut up!
They got married on July 13th.
No
Court
way.
Documents filed yesterday show that they stayed married until August 25th. And then the good old irreconcilable differences kicked in. Fred Durst, for much of our audience, you don't recognize the name. He used to
Lucky
be the lead
you.
Singer of a band called Limp Bizkit that was inexplicably popular about 10 years ago. But they got married, and they got divorced. So they separated a month into their marriage.
They gave it a good try, you know?
They tried, yeah.
One month.
I don't know if this was one of those cases where they barely knew each other and rushed to the altar after only being together a few weeks, or if they actually did have a lot of time invested and then realized once they got together that as a married couple it wasn't going to work out. But July 13th to August 25th, that's the extent of their marriage. But at least Fred doesn't have to worry about losing any money to her, right?
That's true.
He's got ordinarily, that's the fear with a celebrity. You get married now, all of a sudden we're divorced, you're going to get all my cash. But he probably made, you know, $80 during that period.
Will Ferrell is talking about starring in a new independent film called Everything Must Go. Daily Variety says that he's going to play a guy who loses his job and gets locked out of the house by his wife.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
So he spends the next pretty much 4 days. She threw all of his stuff out of the house on the front lawn. So he spends the next 4 days pretty much just having a garage sale and having people stop by.
Okay.
And he moves it. He stacks them deep and sells them cheap.
All right. On paper, that doesn't sound great, but it is Will Ferrell.
But it's Will Ferrell.
So it'll be funny.
You know what sounded good on paper was Land of the Lost.
It did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's a good point, too.
Who is planning on going to see the Michael Jackson concert movie This Is It when it opens up on October the 28th?
I am.
I'm resisting.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, according to the New York Daily News, all 1,600 showtimes for the two-week run of the movie are sold out.
Then you're not going.
I already bought them.
Oh,
all
you
of
did?
Them.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife wanted me to, so I went on and bought them. And early they were saying it was sold out. And I tried
yeah.
it. Most of the theater was still available. So, but that was a week ago or so.
Isn't that interesting, though? I mean, I wondered how smart it was to put it out there for only 2 weeks. It seems like, if the movie's any good, it seems like this is the type of thing that could play for longer. But, I mean, already if they've sold out 2 weeks' worth of screenings, that indicates to me that there's more money to be made at the box office because more people want to see it than have already bought tickets.
Right.
Right, but are they going to continue it?
I mean, there's no word that they will. I think it'd be foolish for them not to because it sounds like they're leaving a lot of money on the table. But I'm just surprised. I don't know that I've ever heard of a movie being completely sold out for the entirety of its run before it's released. So still a lot of interest in Michael Jackson.
Speaking of Michael Jackson, Tuesday night's Dancing with the Stars apparently is going to be a tribute to Michael Jackson.
Aw, isn't that nice?
All 16 professional dancers will perform various medleys of the entertainer's hits, incorporating many different dance styles.
Excellent.
Dancing with the Stars dancing doesn't strike me as Michael Jackson dancing. Mm-hmm. I don't watch the ballroom thing, but...
No, but they do a lot of different kinds of music, surprisingly.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah.
They do, but I do. I kind of agree with Kevin that my limited knowledge of all those shows is that So You Think You Can Dance is a lot more contemporary dancing. It seems like it would make more sense for them to do Michael Jackson than Dancing with the Stars. But, I mean, they got a ton of talented professional dancers on Dancing with the Stars who can probably learn to do any kind of dancing, I guess. While we're in the music world, very sad news, by the way. You guys remember A-ha, the legendary Norwegian pop band A-ha?
Yeah.
Sure. They had that big number one hit that sounded something like this.
Sounded exactly like this.
They also had one of the great, great videos on MTV. I think it won Video of the Year, the MTV Video Year Award that year. But they have announced after nearly 30 years together that they're doing a world tour in 2010, and then they are saying goodbye. They are splitting up.
No!
No more A-ha. You know, they haven't had much of an impact in America since the 80s, but they have continued to release records around the world and just this year put out another album that went top 10 in a half a dozen countries or so. So they definitely still have some success going, but for whatever reason, they're calling it quits.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
It's A-ha.
It is A-ha. That's my
point.
That's
what I'm saying.
No, that's what I'm saying. You know, this is, it sounds like a joke because you've seen this kind of sketch many, many different times, but Depeche Mode frontman David Gahan needs to check his itinerary a little closer. He was in Chile, and he wanted to thank Chile for their warm reception. So he said,
no pun intended.
Thank you, Chile! He wasn't in Chile, though. He was in Lima, Peru.
Oh.
And apparently Peru and Chile have been sworn enemies since the late 1800s.
Ouch.
So that probably didn't go over quite as well as he had hoped.
Oh, man.
Hello, Cleveland. A couple of television notes for you before we close. If you ever wanted to see Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield together discussing that incident that has never been talked about between the two of them, by the way.
I would love that.
Where Tyson beat Holyfield's ear during a heavyweight title fight all those years ago. They're going to be on the Oprah show today together. And I think if I read the quotes correctly, I think that this is going to be the first interview that Mike Tyson will give that he discusses the death of his young daughter earlier this year as well.
Man.
I think that is going to be one of the topics that's going to be discussed, which was a terrible, tragic thing. But that's today's Oprah. This weekend on Saturday Night Live, by the way, Gerard Butler is going to be hosting with musical guest Shakira.
Yes.
And SNL has made the announcement that Taylor Swift is going to be hosting and will be the musical guest on the November 7th edition of Saturday Night Live, which has only happened a handful of times in the history of the show. Very, very few. Sting was one that did it. Very few. Justin Timberlake. Very few artists can host
Fred Durst
and be the musical guest. What's that?
Fred Durst.
I don't think, actually, I don't think Fred was that. And one more music note. We mentioned this earlier in the week, but just so you know, you twitards are going to run out to stores or get online today for the New Moon soundtrack. It was originally supposed to come out next Tuesday, but it is leaked online, so they moved it up. So that is going to be available for download or purchase today. This is the soundtrack to Twilight Saga New Moon, and Muse is on it. Tom York from Radiohead, Death Cab for Cutie, Bon Iver, St. Vincent, Grizzly Bear. A lot of good music. As we've talked about before, the author of those books, Stephanie Myers, has great taste in music. But that is available for you today.
And one last music story. Katy Perry is working with Weezer.
Really?
Sounds like an odd mixture, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like she could pull it off, but she does more pop music, and I don't know. That's probably a good mixture. Her and Rivers, apparently, next week are going to be writing songs together.
Well, that should be good.
Yeah.
If I were Rivers Cuomo, I would be calling Katy Perry and asking if she would write songs with me.
I'll
tell you that.
And write songs is in air quotes?
Exactly, yeah. Today's celebrity birthday is one of our favorites. Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is 47 years old today. Actor and leader of Spandau Ballet, who now, by the way, they got a wide open playing field now that A-ha's gone. Oh. There's nothing but time out there for Spandau Ballet concerts.
The world is theirs.
He is 50. Academy Award winning actor Tim Robbins is 51 today. Wendy Wilson, she was the hot one from the band Wilson Phillips, turns 40 today. Suzanne Summers, the Thigh Master and former Three's Company actress. She looks fantastic, by the way. 63 years old today.
Wow.
Suzanne Summers. You've seen her lately. She looks really good.
She does.
Actor Barry Corbin from Northern Exposure is 69. Angela Lansbury is 84. And Manute Bol. You guys remember Manute? I don't know what he's doing now.
Not boxing.
Skinniest, tallest guy in the world. No, Manute Bol. Oh, because
he
did
that
celebrity boxing.
Celebrity boxing.
He was, who did he play for? He played for Washington, didn't he? Wasn't he a Washington Bullet mostly?
He played for the Atlanta Hawks for a little bit. But
That's right. Well, I don't know what he's doing now. He's retired, of course, but he is 47 today, and that is the showbiz. You are listening to the Kevin Bean Show. It is Friday. Who's with me on my baseball policy of anyone but the Yankees? That's pretty much how I operate.
I think that's most people.
I'm not a baseball fan, but I do know that living here, that you must hate New York.
Yes.
I mean, that's
yes.
just the rule.
I hate them and laugh at them because they spend hundreds of million dollars. They ignore the salary cap and just pay the fine because they have the most expensive team in the world, and yet they still don't win. That's what I love about how much money they spend, yet they haven't won the World Series since 2000.
Yeah,
it cracks me up.
They outspend most teams 2-1, don't they? It's crazy.
Yeah.
24-1 in some cases.
Wow.
But, yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, Yankees face off against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, the worst name in sports. That's going to be tonight. Last night was game one of the National League Championship Series, and here's how that ended.
High fly ball into shallow left center field. Drifting back is Jimmy Rollins, and he's got it. And Brad Lidge saves game one. And the Philadelphia Phillies stun this Dodger Stadium crowd, winning game one by a final score of 8-6. What a ball game.
We are lucky enough to have a close relationship with Dodgers outfielder Manny Ramirez, who joins us on the Kevin Bean Show right now for his thoughts on the game last night, but it sounds like he's in a parade. What's going on here?
Hi, everybody. I'm Manny Ramirez, outfielder for Los Angeles Dodgers, and I love L.A.
What are you doing?
Hello?
What are you doing? What's all that noise?
I'm in Las Vegas.
What?
You're playing this afternoon at 1, Manny, at Dodger Stadium. What are you doing in Vegas?
What?
Can you ask Omar to turn the sound effects down?
Hey, Omar, I'm Manny Ramirez, outfielder for Los Angeles Dodgers. Can you turn down casino?
Excellent. Now, Manny, not to criticize, but the Dodgers lost last night, and you play again at 1 today. Maybe you should be paying attention to that.
But I love Wheel of Fortune slot machine.
Right.
Right, but
I
isn't
love
there...
it. It's my favorite.
But why can't you wait either a week or a month and go after the season?
I couldn't wait. After the game, I got on my Vespa, and I drove to Las Vegas.
On your Vespa?
In my uniform. I'm in my uniform still. I love my Vespa. My Vespa is so pretty. It's blue. And it's got ice cream paint job.
All right.
See, let me tell folks who don't watch the games about Manny Ramirez. He is the ultimate, like, guy who lives in the islands with no worries. It doesn't seem like anything affects him no matter what's going on. He's just Manny.
Which is great when they win.
Yeah.
But it's a little annoying, I would imagine, for fans when they lose.
A little worrisome.
I don't want a pickle. Just want to ride my motorcycle.
Manny, let me get your... Of course, you were 1-for-4 last night in the game, but the one that was a good one because you brought in a couple of runs. But let me play a couple of highlights from the game and get your reaction to what was going on. Your first at-bat, of course, did not go as well as Dodger fans may have hoped.
With each passing pitch, you get the idea that Manny's getting a better look at Cole Hamels here in this first inning. And down swinging goes Manny Ramirez. A changeup from Cole Hamels. Runner at first, and now two out.
So that was a strikeout first time up. What went wrong there, Manny?
When I eat asparagus, my pee-pee smell bad.
Okay.
I was asking you how Cole Hamels managed to strike you out like that in the first inning. You look surprised.
Happy Valentine's Day.
What are you talking about?
I love Las Vegas.
Right. It doesn't upset you when you strike out?
No.
All right.
Because every time you follow your horse, you get back on and ride again.
You also had a ground out later in the game. You had a pop out later in the game. But one time you came up to bat in the fifth inning and this happened.
Swing and a drive, left field, right back. She is gone.
It's like a low changeup from Cole Hamels. And Manny's done this so many times, he knows how to treat these dramatic home runs. We got a ball game.
How about that? Was that a huge thrill for you, Manny?
Sure.
Manny, aren't your emotions at all tied to the game?
Of Wheel of Fortune slot machine.
No.
I love it. When I win, I get the three letters together, and Pat Sajak says, "You got it." And
but
then the coins come out, and I say, "Hey, pretty lady, give me a cup." And I put my coins in, and I get back on my Vespa. Right back to Los Angeles, because I'm Manny Ramirez, outfielder for Los Angeles Dodgers. I love L.A.
But, Manny, is it everything in your being now? It's October. You're lucky enough to still be playing baseball. Don't you want to win more than anything today?
I do. Well, today,
Today at 1.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
Game 2 is today. So you need to get back on your Vespa and head back.
Mr. Torrey's not going to be happy with Manny.
No, he's not.
For Los Angeles Dodgers.
No,
he's... Easy, pretty lady.
No, he's not.
Probably not. What?
Oh, man.
Who's there with you?
Omar.
Oh, okay.
And Chip's here, too.
Chip who? Chip?
Yeah. She's nice lady.
Okay.
And I was wondering, why do men have nipples when they don't make no milk when you're babies?
Okay, you should be worrying less about that and more about leaving the casino and getting on the Vespa, Manny.
All right, I'm Manny Ramirez.
Right, we got it. All the Los Angeles Dodgers. We got it.
I love the beaches and the nightlife. I love L.A.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck. All right. Oh, I love them.
Oh, Paramore. I cannot wait for the show.
On the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 23 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Speaking of Paramore, Dave, the King of Mexico's favorite band, he, of course, is the drummer for Melfon. They'll be making another appearance here later in the hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Here's a complaint email. Hey, whatever special something Dave, the King of Mexico, brought to his audition yesterday, I can point to two enormous special somethings that Miss Cleo brought just by showing up. Come on, guys. If you've got the choice between some dude and a hot chick, you gotta go hot chick every time. Plus, maybe she'd play drums in the bikini for 60 seconds to satisfy her debt to society. That's from Fred. Well, I'm sorry it didn't work out that way, but Dave is the drummer for Melfon today, and they'll be back in a few minutes.
Here's go ahead. Here's a strange thing about Lisa. She is the nicest person in the world, and we've had a conversation with her before where people ask her out to lunch, and she literally can't say no. She's just... She feels too bad.
Yeah, I do. I get roped into stuff all the time.
So even if she doesn't
want to do,
she doesn't want to do it, but she just doesn't have the. I don't know if it's meanness or guts or whatever.
It's probably all of that.
It's just you just don't like disappointing or whatever, so you always say yes.
Hey, look, that's very common that people
sure.
do anything they can to avoid confrontation. I mean, there are people who have had, a complaint about their next door neighbor, for instance, for 25 years,
yeah.
and they won't go over and say something to them because they just don't want the awkwardness or the uncomfortableness of, hey, this may not go well or we may not get along in this moment.
So she is, she's a tiny little flower when it comes to in person. Then she goes online and she's a giant monster.
She's a dick, is what she is.
She goes, capital B.
She goes online, and she just told us off the cuff yesterday. Oh, our intern Laura is trying to be my friend, and I want to deny her.
I did deny her.
I denied her.
Ignore.
You're like, what? You of all people, you denied anyone?
Boop.
Now this
is what
I don't get, Lisa.
Okay.
Yep, with a capital C.
Right, that's you. Right. Here's what I don't get, because I don't have the Facebook, but it seems like the purpose of Facebook is to have an ongoing dialogue and conversation with people in your life, with the people that you're friends with, people that you work with, people that are in your family or whatever. I don't see the downside in having somebody like that you know and like and work with several days a week. Why wouldn't you want her to be included in your network of people that you hear from to find out what's going on in the world?
Laura and I have never had a conversation.
Well, that's on you, first of all.
No, it's not.
Oh.
I say hi to her, and you know how she is. She puts her head down, and she walks by, and she barely makes eye contact.
Well, she's very nice, though. We all like her. She's been a good. She's been a fun intern.
She's been a great intern. She's extremely quiet. We're not friends.
She is in a coma at all times while
she
here.
She really only lives in her videos.
Right.
Right? And when she's rapping. I mean, we don't have a relationship
okay.
of any sort.
Right.
And when she's gone... I will never talk to her again.
Oh, listen to you.
I don't mean that I would refuse to talk to her if I saw her on the street. I just mean we have nothing
to
say to each other.
Cross paths?
Yeah.
But can't you just accept her and then hide her? You could do that. That's the chicken way out.
It's my Facebook.
I know, but what I'm saying is, in person, you don't have the guts to say no to somebody who wants to have lunch with you that you do not like.
That is true. But
so
this is not
seems
in person.
Like, I know, but it seems like you would take the easy way out, which is just accept her as a friend.
You should be proud that
I'm
not.
And then hit hide. I'm surprised that
I'm kind of a little militant about my Facebook. I want it to be my friends and my family and the people I like. And, there, you know, Mike finally convinced me to let in some people that I don't really know but are in our industry to sort of network a little bit. Because at first I'm like, why would I be friends with them? I don't know them. He's like, well, Lisa, there's like no. I've only been on Facebook a couple of months.
Right, but Facebook is, just so you know, it isn't just for BFFs. I mean, you know
well,
what I mean?
Like, it's for whatever
fact,
you want.
It's
in
just
fact,
the opposite. I always assumed, this is just me, I always assumed it's strictly not for your BFFs. Because
right.
your BFFs and your family, you have open discussions with in life.
You talk to them on the phone, see them in person.
And I don't see any point for having them as your friends on Facebook. Facebook, to me, is for people that I have open discussions with that I don't really like or know that well. Not necessarily like or dislike, but know that well. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, I network with people that I don't want to talk to on a day-to-day basis because my BFFs and my family, I do talk to practically on a daily basis. So there's no need for me to know what's on their wall.
But I have lots of friends who don't live in town.
Right, that's good
right?
for that.
And this is great for just it's keeping for up that. With it, what's going on with them.
What do you think is
going
to happen if she, if you accept her as a friend? And by the way, maybe we could get your...
I'll have to read her posts.
You could hide them.
You know what? I don't want to be
also,
a wimp on this. I don't want to be a wimp.
You could also say... This is funny that we try to talk her out of whatever it is she's thinking. You could also accept her and then drop her.
Well, I guess I could do that.
Because I don't think they know, right? It doesn't automatically generate an email saying so-and-so dropped you as a friend.
Right, unless she goes to Lisa's page and sees that, right?
Or, you know, if she tried to send me, you know, you have an inbox, so you can send people messages that no one else can see. So
right.
if you drop someone and they try to do that, that wouldn't work. So there are ways to
right,
find out.
It wouldn't work, but
so
then...
So why be a wuss about it? Why not just not
a
accept?
Wuss, because a wuss is who you are. That's why.
It is funny that
all about you.
It is funny that this is the one thing you've decided to sit your foot down on,
I really
way.
Have.
She's
going
to take a stand. And on Facebook.
But this is what I don't get. This isn't some weirdo listener that you don't know that might be creepy, okay?
It's weirdo and creepy, too.
Yes, yeah, by the way, B.
Yeah, we're all scared.
Why is she a weirdo and creepy?
Don't
she
know.
Works with us.
Yes, she does.
She's a colleague.
We're all
afraid
when of
I
her.
First, when I, by the way, we're going to take your calls if you have an opinion on how Lisa is mean or if you've got your own rules about who you decide to have as a friend on Facebook and not, or if that's caused trouble for you. I want to hear those stories, too, because
I'm sure
your criteria and how it went.
Yeah.
And how it went, right. Because I'm sure that people get really, really offended, as I would, by the way, if I were trying to be Lisa's friend and she said I didn't make the cut because I don't make enough money or I live too far away or whatever her arbitrary rules are on how to be close to her on the internet.
I've tried three times.
I bet you Laura is not offended.
Because she knows she's not your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She absolutely knows
because
that.
Because Lisa doesn't have a penis.
Well, that's there's that
too.
As well.
That's
when I
too.
First heard about this, by the way, I thought, you know what? Lisa mentioned she's only been on Facebook for a couple of months. Maybe she wants to keep it super small and super exclusive, and she's got 8 people. Then I found out she's got like 75 friends on her Facebook.
Yeah, that's true.
So it shouldn't be that difficult to be included in that group.
That's true. It's not like
with
it's
that
only
many people.
No, no, no. I mean, those are like friends, family, and people that I work with at Metro that I know, right, and have associations with.
Right.
And that's it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, tough room. That's what I'm saying. Gabrielle writes in, hey, does this mean if I see Lisa in person, I can ask to see the back of her head and she can't say no? Giggity! As a matter of fact, that's exactly what it means.
The answer
all right.
to that is yes.
1-800-520-1067. What's your Facebook policy and what kind of trouble has it gotten into you? And isn't Lisa a bitch? Give us a call. 1-800-520-1067. We'll talk to you next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Minutes away from Melfon on the Kevin and Bean Show as we continue to celebrate the month of, well, I can't say it because the band will jump in through the door. But, yeah, that's coming up. Right now we're talking about why Lisa May is such a bitch. She's the nicest person in the world until you give her the power of being behind a keyboard at home on the internet. And then all of a sudden you can't get anywhere near her. Hey, guys, I gave Lisa several Broadway show recommendations while you guys were in New York recently. She took my advice, took the time to write me back an email saying thank you and that she loved one of my recommendations. So I then asked her to be my Facebook friend and she totally rejected me. The world just sucks, says Andy. Michelle writes,
wow.
Hey, Lisa May is a bitch about who could follow her on the Twitter, too. I say face full of acid. So you can tell, Lisa, you got a lot of people out there who are very disappointed with these rules.
No, the thing with Twitter is I don't tweet.
You don't tweet.
So all these people are following nothing. I never tweeted
account,
one single time just to
just
see
to
what
see
other
people
were
okay.
doing.
Gotcha.
All right. Let's take some calls here. Why not Nikki on line one to get us started? What is your Facebook policy? How has it gotten you into trouble with who you decide to let be your friend? Hi, Nikki. Thanks for holding on. You're on the air.
Hi. You know, I'll accept pretty much anyone I know personally because I see it as building a network.
Mm-hmm.
But I respect Lisa for at least being honest because I friended someone I knew in high school once and I haven't seen her since, but big deal, you know?
Right.
And she accepted the friend and I saw her on my feed for a few days And then I went to click on a picture and clicked on her profile and saw that I wasn't her friend anymore.
Yes.
Oh, see, you can figure that out.
You can if you go to that. But it's not like,
well,
you know,
pretty rude.
When somebody starts following you on Twitter, you get an email, so-and-so is following you on Twitter. I don't think it's automatic like that, but you will find out when you go to their site.
All right.
I think. So then
you get found out anyway.
But no, but then you can, as the Facebook person, then you can go, I don't know, that's weird. That always works. All right. Thank you for the call.
Thanks,
Nikki.
Let's try Lauren. Lauren is on line 8 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Lauren. Thanks for calling.
Hi,
what's
there.
Going on?
Hi, Lauren.
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I agree with Lisa May. I'm upfront with it. If I'm not friends with you, I'm not adding you. What's the point?
Here's the weird thing about Facebook, though. To me, it isn't about best friends.
It's whatever you want it to be about. Yeah. It's your Facebook.
The things I share on there, I don't necessarily want people who I'm not friends with seeing.
Oh, then I want to be your friend. If you don't want me to see stuff, I want to see it.
But Lauren, let's go back to what started this discussion. We have someone who works on the Kevin and Bean Show 2 or 3 days every week. We see her for hours and hours and hours. Okay, she's a colleague of us. She comes to Lisa and she says, "Hey, let's be friends on Facebook." Lisa says, "No, I shut you down." That's just rude,
you're
right, Lauren?
Totally overstating.
No, I have numerous colleagues I've not added.
Yeah, so
Dean's completely overstating my interaction with Laura.
Anyone's interaction with Laura. She is a mime.
Yes.
So although she's here, she's a mime, so you don't really get to know much about
no.
her.
Exactly.
All right, so that's good with you. All right, Lauren, thank you.
So two calls so far, by the way, both backing Lisa. How about that? Let's try, let's get a man's perspective here, because I'm tired of all the estrogen. Matt is on line 2 on the Kevin and Bean Show. I'm sure he's going to set it right. Hi, Matt, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Matt.
I actually agree with Lisa May.
Wow, look at that.
I actually got a friend request the other day from somebody that I used to go to middle school with, and I haven't talked to him since, and... Yeah, I
don't. He said no.
That is the weird thing about Facebook is that people can find you from your past, and maybe you don't even know them well enough to accept them or whatever.
That's why I didn't do that reunion thing.
Yeah.
I didn't really, you know what? If we didn't stay friends after high school, we don't need to be friends now.
Yeah, oh, I'm not a fan of
Lisa's. Lisa's decided she's got enough friends in the world.
She does.
There's too much love and harmony going on with everybody else. She doesn't want any part of that.
So, Matt, you're back in her play as well.
Oh, totally.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. Well, clearly Michelle is going to agree with me. Michelle is on line 3 calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Lisa's a horrible person, right, Michelle?
I'm Michelle.
She's kind of a B-word. I'm not going to lie. On Facebook, it's only to recognize faces. Like, if you remember, like, some weird guy from high school, and it's like, oh, my God, he's got a million kids. And then it's just to recognize faces. It's not to, like... It's not called the friends and family book. It's Facebook.
So anyone with a face, I have to accept?
That's correct. That's correct.
A million fans. Like, why not?
Why? Why do I... Why? I'm not collecting people.
No, I mean, if you can take a guy out to lunch, some weirdo, you can obviously, like...
She
you
will
know,
accept...
Friend somebody online.
She will accept a lunch invitation. If Hitler were alive today, she would go out with him. She does not have the stomach to say no.
Well, at least there's food involved. But I don't see your point, Michelle. I think it's whatever I want it to be.
Well, of course it is.
Well, Ben?
You have to, like, communicate with old people you don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's faces. You just recognize faces.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. It's called what it's called.
I got you. All right. You might, you might be overselling the face part of it. Take it easy.
And here's the thing. I have email that listeners email me, and I, unlike you guys, answer my email every day. So it's not like people that I don't know.
Kevin, you don't answer email from us.
Yes, exactly.
I'm just going to try
it. You know, if listeners want to get in touch with me, they can, and I totally respond. Mm-hmm. So I'm right, not completely out of touch.
So if our intern emailed you.
This is just for me.
So if our intern emailed you.
And she had a legitimate question or
which
something,
she would. It would be
would
blank.
Answer.
It would be blank, but I'm just saying, if she did, you would answer?
What if she asked you in person, "Hey, will you be my friend on Facebook? I'm a big fan of yours, Lisa. It's such a thrill to work with you. I've admired you for so
what
long. Is there any way could I please be your friend
then
on Facebook?"
Then I would have
please?
To say yes and hide
yeah!
it.
Burn! That's a great idea.
All right.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Wait a minute. It's Friday, mm-hmm. and it's October. That sounds to me like it's the 16th of Rocktober. Yeah.
I didn't feel good about that.
Where's DJ Omar Khan?
Did you guys feel?
Oh, that's what I can. Where the hell was DJ Omar Khan? That's my favorite part.
There he is. There's my boy. Here's what happened. Here's what happened. Let me just tell the story on myself so we can get it over with. I didn't turn on Omar an hour ago. So just before we came out of the Kings of Leon, just 5 seconds before we played, I said, so you guys want me to turn on Omar? And everyone said, ha, 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 and then I didn't.
Oh, Kevin. Why you got to hate on Omar? He's in Melfon.
Well, I didn't want to turn it on before the performance in case there's some extra noise bleeding through. But listen, he's on now. Let's try it again. Try it again.
Wait.
Bean?
Someone?
Oh, is it me? Okay. Yeah. Hey, guess what, guys? It's Kevin Bean Show, and it's Friday. It's the 16th of October.
Much better.
Much right. better. Well done.
I got to tell you, it feels like we never left. You know what I mean? Like, once you get the band back together, it all just is like memory reflex.
You know, all those years of the fighting and the lawsuits right. and when we didn't talk to each other, right. they do just kind of melt away once you get in a room and you just rock together. I think you're right about
that. Well, I think that therapy we did helped, too.
I think that's you're right about that. Yeah. We hired that guy that Metallica used.
Exactly.
It was pretty cool.
And a train.
All right, let's transition into the showbiz beat. Ralph Garman, it's his final day of vacation. He will return and do this thing right on Monday. In the meantime, they're the biggest entertainment story in the world. This is what's fascinating about the way the world works, is yesterday, no one had ever heard about a stupid little kid named Falcon, right? No one even knew who that person was. Now he's a national obsession. He's all anyone can talk about because he is the boy in the balloon, ladies and gentlemen.
But if anyone said to you, some parents name their kid Falcon. What does that tell you about the parents? You would say douchebags.
Yes, right? Exactly.
Falcon, awesome.
And you would be so right, by the way. And if I hear one more person yesterday go with, oh, the Falcon has landed, and all the jokes that they were making. He was the little kid, if you didn't see the story yesterday, who it was believed climbed into his dad's homemade helium balloon. It took off into the sky. It was up in the air for about 2 hours or so, went about 50 miles. And they had all these contingency plans of what they were going to do. They were talking about getting a helicopter up there and lowering somebody into the balloon to try to rescue the kid because they were afraid he was going to, you know, crash into a power line or a building or something like that. Turned out the kid was never in the balloon, and it had taken off without him while he was hiding in the attic. Now, last night, and a lot of people are saying this is just a fame-hungry family. They've already been on Wife Swap twice, the ABC show. Last night, they did an interview that they may regret with Wolf Blitzer, who was filling in for Larry King on CNN. And you're going to hate this family so much, but you're really going to be interested in something that the little kid said that he may or may not have supposed to have said.
He's asking Falcon, did you hear us calling your name at any time?
Hmm?
You did?
You did?
Why didn't you come out?
You had said that we did this for the show.
Okay, you said that we did this for the show is what little Falcon had to say.
Here's point one, though, is Dad and Mom are putting it on the little kid.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what a position to put him in.
You know what? Why don't you protect your kid?
But yeah. Wolf was asking him, and they were translating for Wolf because the kid couldn't hear Wolf, I think is what was happening. Wolf was asking the legitimate question, which is, did you hear your parents calling you? And if so, why didn't you come out?
Right.
I think that's a fair question.
Okay, but he's six, right. too. And then, but then he says, you said it was for the show. And then yes. Wolf goes on to go, hey, what was that part that you just said about for the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wolf did not, I don't think, adequately make a follow-up question on that, because that's a very suspicious thing to say. Here's more of the interview on CNN last night.
Yeah.
And by the way, the parents, you should see the looks on their faces when the kid says that. They did not look happy, or they looked confused.
Can you play that last clip again? Because I think somebody farted.
Yeah.
Right there.
That might have been.
Right there.
You didn't come out?
No.
Hear the dad.
Yeah, that's where I think you don't turn on your 6-year-old on TV. You wait, you turn on him later. But not on TV. It's embarrassing for the little kid.
By the way, first of all, he's six. To me, he sounds three.
Yeah.
Doesn't he sound like really dumb or slow for a 6-year-old?
Well, look at his dad.
He does, but maybe he's just confused because he's being told to say one thing and then he's being questioned and he doesn't know what to do now.
And then he goes on, the family's on all the TV morning shows today, and the kid threw up on two of them. I saw the video of the Today Show one, and Lisa brings up an excellent point that maybe the kid is just having trouble reconciling in his mind the story that dad's telling versus the story that he knows to be true.
This poor kid.
But dad says it's not a hoax. He says, look, I'm not selling anything. I'm not trying to make any money off of this. And you know that somewhere, somebody in this town is writing a screenplay, and they're going to try to buy this story and turn it into something.
Was this in the news?
Right?
Yeah.
There were people yesterday who were speculating that somehow Pixar must be behind it because Up is coming out on DVD. And what better way to tie in than a balloon? I mean, the whole thing is just crazy. But CNN cannot be pleased with the 4 hours of constant coverage that they gave this thing yesterday.
Was this in the news?
It was actually in the news. A couple of very quick showbiz stories because I think this is so interesting. How about Coldplay on a postage stamp? Did you guys hear about this?
No, I don't follow the people on stamps.
Well, they couldn't do it in this country, of course, because you have to be dead 5 years before you can be on a stamp. But it's not that way around the world. Great Britain's Royal Mail is getting ready to release, and this is very hip for the government. They're going to release 10 stamps featuring the covers of essential rock albums. They're going to go into circulation in January. Coldplay's A Rush of Blood to the Head is one of the albums that's going to be featured on a postage stamp. Other albums include The Division Bell by Pink Floyd, London Calling by The Clash, and Led Zeppelin 4. I don't think our government will ever release a Led Zeppelin stamp. I just don't think it's in the cards for the United States. But if you're a rock fan, I think that's a pretty cool item.
I don't know if you saw this. I figured I was the last to know it. But I went to Los Angeles Kings hockey game, and I saw Rick Fox there, and he was with Eliza Dushku from Dallas.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And now apparently it's hitting the tabloids everywhere that they're a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out she's pretty hot.
She's really hot.
Unbelievably
hot.
And
I got to tell you something. Not a mo. He's pretty hot as well.
He's a good looking
in person. You just look at him and you go, no, that's not right.
Oh, man.
He was the one who used to be married to Vanessa Williams.
That's correct.
Miss America, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Actress, yeah. By the way, in about 30 minutes or so, Russ Leatherman, Mr. Movie Phone, is going to be in filling in for Ralph Grammer on the Movie Beat. He's going to be telling you whether to go see the new Jamie Foxx, Gerard Butler movie called Law Abiding Citizen. He'll also have a review of The Stepfather. And, of course, he'll be talking about Where the Wild Things Are. So that's next half hour right here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Today's celebrity birthdays. How about John Mayer? He, of course, is the very talented singer, guitarist. He gets all the chicks. And the rumors are that he's back on with Jennifer Aniston, too, by the way. That's what people are saying.
Oh, really?
Oh, please. I don't want to hear any more of that. Yeah.
He is 32 today. Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is 47. Tim Robbins, Academy Award-winning actor, is 51. Oscar winner Angela Lansbury is 84 today. Kelly Martin from ER is 34. And NBA player, former NBA player Manute Bol is 47. All of them celebrating their birthday on today, the 16th of Rocktober.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
What happened? Did we lose the band?
I just released the band like 30 seconds ago.
Oh, I was right there for them,
too. My bad. Again. All right, we'll be right back.
Mr. Movie Phone talks about this week's new releases coming up in just a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show because it's Friday. Also, actress Amber Heard is going to be in studio. I love her. She's the best.
Yeah, we don't hear from listener Nick for like a year. All of a sudden, he's back.
Well, it is his girlfriend, you know, so he's got to be very, very excited that she's going to be on. Anyway, we are making dreams come true this week because we hooked Dewan up with Jessica Straub from Beverly Hills 90210 earlier in the
week.
So all of a sudden, we're running some sort of a pimp place. I don't know what the deal is. But anyway, she'll be here next hour as well on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, we got to talk music.
Well, we got to talk about Michael Bublé.
He just has a silly name.
He really does. It's Bubble. I don't care you don't have two B's. It's Bubble.
Yeah.
Just say Bubble.
But he puts the accent mark on there, so now it looks exotic and foreign.
Right, exactly. So, but anyway, he debuted at number one this week with this.
There's gonna be a heartache tonight. A heartache tonight, I know, baby.
Yeah. That is Michael Bublé, who is a singer-songwriter, but he's probably most famous for the cover songs that he does in a big band style. And that's him remaking an Eagles song from the 70s. It's the number one album in America. And the reason it's notable, the reason we caught wind of it this week, is because everyone thought that Kiss was going to be number one. Kiss, in their 35 years together, has never had a number one album, believe it or not.
That is hard to believe.
Millions and millions of albums. But this was the week it really looked like their new one called Sonic Boom was going to take the top spot. But it did not happen. So we thought, you know what? That's got to hurt. But let's try to encourage our friend Gene Simmons from the band, since we have a good relationship with Mr. Simmons. And he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Gene.
Hello, friends of mine. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm not great, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
You don't sound great.
Has it hit you hard?
You sound low, yeah.
It really has. The band and myself, from a marketing standpoint, put a lot of effort into this album.
Mm-hmm. You did, yeah.
Hoping that it would be number one on the charts. And granted, it did well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you sold over 100,000 copies, which these days is very rare for any album that comes out. And, you know, you got the Walmart exclusive deal, but you're number two, but you're still popular.
Yeah, part of the exclusive deal that we did with Walmart kind of relied on us debuting at number one. And there's nothing against Mr. Bublé. He's very talented.
Mm-hmm. Would you mind if I played another song from his CD?
I would like to hear it.
Do what you wish. But I have to say, we really took it on the chin here.
And
that's it. I'm just saying that we took it on the chin. I'm not sure.
But Lisa May is right here, though, in the room, though.
Speaking of taking it on the chin, I've got something to put.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You must be depressed if you're not hitting on Lisa.
I mean, Kiss has been in the business for over 35 years, and we've been successful touring and merchandising. And,
right. So,
I mean, throw me a bone here.
Well, Gene, speaking of bones,
come on, Lisa, what's going on?
You guys are confusing me this morning. You know, to be honest, I've really been depressed since finding out that we debuted at number two. And
could I play something from Michael Bublé's new album?
No, I'd prefer if you didn't.
Well, you are nobody until somebody comes and loves you.
That beat you.
I've been dieting and exercising to prepare for the subsequent tour for this album, but because I'm so depressed, I'm just going to bury my face in some donuts today.
Aww.
Gene, speaking of burying your face.
Come on, where's the Gene that we know?
I've been eating donuts all morning. My face is all glazed.
Oh, dear God. Speaking of being glazed.
So find yourself somebody to love.
So as much as it hurts to hear that be number one and you be number two, aren't you still Gene Simmons the sex machine? Don't you still, like, every time you're on the phone with Lisa May, doesn't it just drive you into a frenzy and you must have her?
Come on, Gene, bring
it. It's funny that amidst these donuts, there's all these sausages and hot dogs strewn about. I don't understand them. Maybe my longtime not wife Shannon left these here amongst the donuts. It's strange.
And right? speaking of sausage,
you know, Lisa May, you might have lost it. I don't know what you're talking about this morning. I mean, you're usually such a composed young lady, but
oh my God. The
one thing I turn to, my one source of solace, is my collection of rare Ferraris. When I work on them, it really takes me away from the trappings of being a big rock star. Right now, I'm just working on the tailpipe of one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, go with that. What do you got for that?
And think about
with
the
my
tailpipe.
Assistant mechanic Omar, who won't shut up, obviously. Oh, look, I'm out here in my home here. Look, it's a beaver.
Oh, okay, that's great. It's a beaver. Gee, and?
Beaver?
Speaking of
beaver.
Beautiful animal. It's odd you see that in this biome. It's not common in Southern California.
Things are not right.
I'm depressed.
Yeah.
This is actually sad.
Let me just pull back these curtains real quick I can get a better view.
What kind of curtains are they?
Yeah, Gene. What are they made of?
Velvet.
Oh.
You know, you guys really are odd. I thought we were going to talk about music.
Usually we talk to you and you work everything into a double entendre. But
speaking of working things in.
Good thing my fish taco stand is doing so well because.
Yes.
Nothing. It's just, since the album's not selling as well as I thought, it's a good thing my other business is doing well.
Gee, you know what's odd is that you have Psycho Mike's laugh.
That is strange.
That is bizarre. Same laugh. Q, we're doing the grand prize drawing in a few minutes. We're going to send a K-Rock listener to, I don't know, Australia. It's a big day out. To see Muse and Rise Against. The people that qualified got the CD catalogs. We'll do the drawing in about 10 minutes here on the World.
So answer your phone if we call, I think is what we're saying, right?
It is 22 minutes after 7.
Ralph Garman's on vacation. He does return Monday. He'll be doing all of his jobs again. No more Kevin Abeat on Showbiz, which I know is of great relief to our listeners. And the Movie Beat, too. He'll be back with the Movie Beat next week. But today, our old friend Russ Leatherman, Mr. Movie Phone himself, joins us on the Kevin Abeat Show with a look at this week's new releases. How are you, Russ?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Russ is very different in that Ralph doesn't watch the movies and then just guesses at the reviews. Russ actually sees them.
Yes. It's a whole new crazy kind of angle, isn't it?
That's correct.
Russ, how is Pixar going to work in DVD sales of Up when it comes out next month and somehow tie it into the Balloon Boy in Colorado? How are they going to make that happen?
Oh, it's just going to kill. But I got to tell you, I'm at the CNN studios right now.
Yeah.
And not that we want to get into this because I know you guys don't have the time, but I was so angry at the coverage yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes, me too.
You know, that magical TV, well, if he's up 14,000 feet and there's only X amount of oxygen, then this little boy's probably dead. No, he's not dead. He's hiding in a box in the attic.
Yeah.
It was an unbelievable story, and I'm about over it myself. But you're right, there was way too much coverage yesterday. Let's talk about what's new in theaters this week, because as opposed to last week where there was really only one kind of big new movie, this week it seems like there's a little something for everyone.
There really is. There's a lot going on at the movies, and very different kinds of movies. Let's start with Maurice Sendak's classic children's story, a big part of my life, my kids' lives, probably yours true. Of course, I'm talking about Where the Wild Things Are. Now, this is a very different Where the Wild Things Are. You got innovatively quirky director Spike Jonze using real actors, computer animation, live puppeteering to kind of bring this book to life. Now, Jonze's version of the story, similar, but follows a young, kind of sad and confused boy named Max who uses his imagination to escape to the world of the wild things. Now, as you guys know, this is a magical place full of strange, enormous creatures where even a young boy can become king. If you have a clip, let's roll that.
Why'd you come here?
Well, I'm an explorer, and I traveled a lot.
So obviously you have no home or family.
I had one of those, but...
You ate them all?
No. No, I just bit one of them, that's all, and... They act like I'm a bad person.
Well, are you?
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you came. It'll be good to have someone around who doesn't eat everybody. I mean, you just bite everyone. But biters aren't so bad. Eaters are the ones I just can't stand.
Wow, that's got an interesting mood that you can really even pick up just from the clip. You can tell it's kind of like dreamy and quirky.
That is exactly right. This is an amazingly intricate, thoughtful, emotional movie that frankly was just not at all what I was expecting. I was expecting a kid's movie.
Now, is that bad or good?
Well, you know, director Spike Jonze says that this is not a children's movie, but a movie about childhood. And I think he's exactly right. Like I said, I think this is thoughtful. It's amazing. It's well put together. But it's really a story about a young boy who's totally confused. Mom brings home a new boyfriend. His sister hates him. He's got a terrible life, so he escapes to this world of the wild things, where frankly, they're not much happier than he is at home.
I bet there are a lot of parents who are going to take their kids, though, thinking, hey, children's book, children's movie, and are probably going to be pretty confused by the time they leave the theater.
I think that's right. I think the kids, like younger kids, say 10 and under, if they don't have any reference to the source material, will either just be bored or crying on their way out.
Excellent. That's what you look for.
Right. That is what you look for. One little bone I have to pick with the movie. Big voices, James Gandolfini, Forrest Whitaker, etc. I understand why they cast these big actors to get you to come to the theater.
Right.
But I'm watching this big, giant creature that kind of looks like H.R. Puff and stuff and sounds like Tony Soprano.
Right.
And it really just pulls me out of the movie, right? Like, every now and again in the movie, he literally sounds like Tony Soprano. I'm thinking, why not use a no-name actor?
Yeah,
you know, that just has an awesome voice.
That
anyhow,
could be distracting.
I love the movie. I'm in. It's awesome. It's just not for little kids.
Okay. All right.
Gotcha. All right, what's next?
Let's see. How about Jamie Foxx facing off against the very handsome Gerard Butler in Law Abiding Citizen? Now, as you guys, you've probably seen the commercials or the trailer.
Yep.
It is a vigilante thriller, and Butler is obsessed with avenging the murder of his wife and daughter when a loophole in the system lets one of the killers go free. So he kidnaps the killer, he kills him very violently, I might add, and then orchestrates the murder of everyone else involved in the corrupt system that let the family murderer go free in the first place, while sitting in his jail cell, by the way. Let's listen to a clip.
Counselor. We're done here. We have your confession.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, on tape.
Oh, really? I don't think so. Let's think back. What did I say? That I wanted to kill Clarence Darby? That both Darby and Ames deserved to die? That I planned it over and over again in my head?
We know you did it.
Well, it's not what you know. It's what you can prove in court.
How many movies has that line been in, by the way, Ross?
Yeah. By the way, Gerard Butler, very handsome man, but I think maybe he has a little bit of the mouth palsy. What do you think?
Mouth palsy?
I think he has the mouth palsy, because I can't understand half of what he's saying. This is a perfect example of the trailer and the commercial being way better than the movie.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, because you saw the commercial, right?
Yeah, it looked great.
Looks awesome. It's not awesome. It's okay. It's way too violent. It's got, like, some Saw elements that really didn't need to be there. Plus, the ending is just so preposterous that you're just going, oh, no, really? Is that what just happened? So I'm out. I didn't like this movie very much at all.
All right.
One other thing I want to mention is Paranormal Activity. Going into wide release this weekend. Now, as you guys know and have probably talked about, this is the little tiny movie made for $15,000 that they put on college campuses, did some midnight screenings. People saying this is the most terrifying, the most frightening movie they've ever seen in their lives.
Yeah.
Right? So it's going into wide release this weekend. Bean, do you got 6 second review handy?
We sure do. Listen up.
What can the makers of Paranormal Activity do with 15 grand, some fishing line, and a handful of baby powder? Scare the right out of you. I'm in.
For more 6 second reviews, check out 6secondreviews.com. All you need to know in 6 seconds flat.
Okay, so it really works, huh?
I know there's some debate about, is this movie scary? Is this movie not scary? To me, it's very much like, say, Hypnosis. Right? Like, if you go in for Hypnosis and you think to yourself, this is dumb, I don't believe in Hypnosis, it doesn't work, and nothing's going to happen.
Okay.
But if you go in and you go to one of the midnight screenings and you're up for it, you're into it, and everybody around you is kind of, you know, scared and ready for the experience, then this movie could just scare the crap right out of you. And it is a perfect example of what can be done for very little money in building tension, in building that suspense, that frankly Law-Abiding Citizen couldn't do for $50 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right? So I think it's awesome. I think it's definitely, you got to be into it, but it's definitely worth checking out.
If you are part of the Kevin and Bean generation that has ADD, 6 seconds is about all you want to get for a movie review. You can do that at 6secondreviews.com. Our friend Russ Leatherman, thank you for joining us. Have a fantastic weekend, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Later, guys. Thanks.
Bye now. We need something that, we have never asked for one of these before. We need a scale that can weigh a mattress.
You recall a few days ago we were talking about the Sit and Sleep ads where they talk about how the weight of your mattress doubles after you sleep on it for 8 or 9 years. And they said, if I remember correctly, that it was bodily fluids,
yep,
sweat and things like that, blood in my case, and also dust mites that get inside your mattress and live there and poop. So your mattress doubles in size. Now, we heard this commercial, and God bless Larry Miller and Sit and Sleep. I'm not doubting that they believe it's true, but we want to check it ourselves. So we're having producer Alex bring in her mattress, because no mattress is more stained than hers. We're going to have her bring it in today after the show, and we want to weigh it. But that's where we don't necessarily have what we need to make that happen. We need some sort of a scale that we can weigh a mattress, because there's a tag that'll tell you how much the mattress weighed when it was new. So that's what we're looking for here today. If you can help us out, if you can call K-Rock, we'll work it out with you that you can bring it down after the show today, and we can weigh the mattress and find out if that ridiculous claim is true or not.
Right now, time for the grand prize drawing. Big day out in Australia, a place I've always wanted to go.
Yes, and a listener's going to go before you.
It's a scuba dive. It's supposed to be one of the best places in the world. And a listener's going to go before me, yeah. And we're going to make that call right now. Grand prize drawing. Got the CD catalogs for both Muse and Rise Against.
Those are two of many bands that are going to be playing on the bill. We've been qualifying you all week long, and now's the time we send someone down under. Not the first time Lisa May's heard that. Thank you. Giggity, giggity.
Hello?
Richard?
Yes.
Flores?
Yes.
Of Los Angeles?
Yes.
On 39th Avenue?
Yes, sir.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, my God. Did I win?
We are phoning you to talk about a contest that you perhaps might have won.
Oh, my gosh.
And the news that we're phoning to tell you is you might have won.
Okay.
All right, you won. Okay, you won. You
did. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
You did win, yeah.
You're going to Australia, dude.
I'm going to Australia. We're going to Australia. Oh, my God.
Now, who are you shouting to?
My girlfriend.
Wife or girlfriend? Okay, girlfriend. All right. Will your wife be upset?
She might be.
Okay. You got a trip for two to Sydney, Australia.
Yeah.
The Big Day Out is like a two-day-long festival. Muse and Rise Against are two of the bands.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you about some of the other bands. Mastodon is going to be there. Woo! Peaches is going to be there. The Mars Volta. Let me see. A whole bunch of other bands. I mean, there's like 30 bands on the lineup. Lily Allen, Groove Armada, Lady Hawk. It just goes on and on and on. And you're going to be there in Sydney doing the sightseeing and then hanging out the Big Day Out and seeing some free rock and roll.
Oh, man. I'm speechless. I'm
super jealous. I'm really jealous. I really would love to be there for that.
Oh, my God, yes.
Kat, by the way, who also works here, says that she would put out if you take her. So,
Okay.
Would you?
Okay. With who, me or my girlfriend?
I don't know.
I don't think Kat cares.
Probably
I don't think Kat cares at all. Hey, Richard, let me ask you about this alleged girlfriend of yours, too. How long you guys been together?
3 years.
Oh, see, so it would be bad form to use this trip to Australia to dump her and find someone hotter to take with, right?
I don't know. It's debatable.
Do it. Here's what I'm going to tell you, Richard, is that you're probably already topped out in the woman category. That if you make a change, you're going to go down. I don't know anything about you. I don't know what she looks like. I don't know what she acts like. But I'm telling you right now, stick with
you're
her.
You're saying he should stick with her? Really? Because yes. I look at this as a potential upgrade to me. This is like a dude winning the lottery.
Right.
He gets a chance to re-examine his life and his options.
Right, but it depends on the dude, and I'm getting a read on Richard.
Richard, this is Psycho Mike here. I will say there was a study recently done that shows that Australian women are by far the most sexually open-minded.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So, don't take sand to the beach, I guess is what we're saying, but. You can do whatever
man.
You need to do.
You guys,
poor girl.
She's listening. I'm sure she's listening right now. All right. Well, listen, Richard. I think you got a couple of months till you have to go, which is great because I know it's a big deal going to Australia. Make sure you get that passport in order and all that good stuff. And you are going to have a fantastic time. I mean, we always joke about how we would react if we got this phone call. This is just not something that ever happens to people. You know what I mean? It's incredible when you win something like this. But we're really happy for you, dude. We really appreciate you listening to the Kevin Bean Show and listening to K-Rock, and I hope you have a great, great time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, Richard. Someone will call you back with all the details.
Okay.
All right. Bye now. Son of a bitch.
I know.
I'd love to go to there.
Crikey.
106.7. K-Rock is KROQ. You got to check out the Twitter of Boy in the Balloon. It's not actually him, but Dave said it went up while the boy was in the balloon, and it's quite funny. It is very funny. So check that out if you'd like to. I believe we're going to talk to Little Throw Up Boy. I don't know if you saw earlier this morning, but he threw up twice during interviews.
Yes.
And they just ignored it and kept on going. So we'll talk to him in the next hour. It is 7:53.
Actress Amber Heard is on the other side of the glass over there, and she's unbelievably beautiful. You know, she was ranked 21st on Maxim Magazine's Hot 100 list last year. Now that I have seen her in person, I believe she was ripped off. I believe she should sue Maxim for not being high enough. So anyway, Amber Heard joins us to talk about The Stepfather in just a few minutes. Right now, though, it's the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's Friday, the 16th of October. That was face melting, ladies and gentlemen. Ralph is out today, final day of his vacation. Alex, the producer, is filling in with the Showbiz Beat this hour. What's going on, Alex?
You know what's strange is the last day of Ralph's vacation is Friday the 16th of Rocktober. Lisa is rocking.
No one can hear me.
She is blowing her heart out, her lungs out.
Well, she can blow. I'll tell you that. That's one thing about Lisa on the harmonica.
She can blow. It's hard to hear the harmonica, but I heard it for a second.
Lisa is the only person who raps and plays harmonica in the Indian seated position.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. I would like to say that as Melfon's manager, I'm very excited about getting you guys a gig at the Troub.
Oh, we got to play there.
I'm working on
that. I'm not sure we're ready yet, but
okay.
I also think Lisa's a little bit confused because she appears to be sucking into the harmonica, which is not how it's supposed to go at all. I think she's confused with the terminology.
Right.
All right, Alex, in our remaining moments, our remaining seconds, what do you got for the showbiz
beat? I have too much. Lindsay Lohan is back in her favorite club called Court.
She's headed back to court today for a progress report stemming from her 2007 drunken driving case. TMZ.com reports the alcohol education program that Lindsay was required to complete as part of her sentence. They contacted the court about her conduct.
Oh.
Apparently, Lindsay is not being a good student in her class.
Don't need a rim shot.
All right, so I think I have the next cast for Celebrity Apprentice.
Okay.
Combined OK Magazine and People. The biggest celebrity is Sharon Osbourne. So she rocks, and I think she could take it.
She's great and will win.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, you've got celebrity chef Curtis Stone.
Don't know.
Sinbad.
Oh, no.
Still alive?
Rob Blagojevich. I don't get how he even qualifies anymore.
He keeps trying to be on shows.
Is that that douchebag guy in the...
The guy
who tried to sell the Illinois Senate seat. Right.
Not good. And then Mike will like this. Brett Michaels, apparently, is going to be participating.
How about that?
I think that Gossip Girl has a curse. First, Leighton Meester was born in jail, and apparently Blake Lively spent some time in jail, in the Disney jail.
What?
When she was 6 years old, she says, I grew up going to Disneyland twice a week, but I was banned for a year because I went to Disney prison. I was really young, so I wasn't responsible. It is all my brother's fault. Apparently, when they were kids, her brother took her to Disneyland. You know how they stamp your hand like they do at a club?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And people in the parking lot asked them to transfer the stamps on their hand with, like, hairspray and a liquid. So they did, and that's illegal.
And
you can't
do that.
And apparently there's a group called the Fox Fighters or some weird name that Blake says where they watch for people. And so when they came in the park, they grabbed her 12-year-old brother.
Really?
And her, and put him in jail. So she's banned for a year from Disneyland.
I would like to say on behalf of our friends and sponsors of the Kevin and Bean Show at Disneyland, they made the right choice.
Of
they
course.
Certainly did the
you
right thing.
You need to pay your money to Mickey, damn it. All right, Khloe Kardashian. Now, I know you guys made fun of her. And normally I like to stick up for her.
But
I like to stick up for Khloe, but I can't hear because I think this is why men hate women.
Okay.
So you know how she allegedly married Lamar Odom?
Yes.
And they're working on their prenup.
But it was kind of a fake wedding. They're not sure it was legal because
married,
the prenup's not done yet.
So I think that it's a good point. They call it a prenup. You should do this before you get married because Khloe is fighting for dear life. And this is everything she's asking for from Lamar Odom for the rest of her life if they split up after having a relationship for 30 days.
Okay.
She wants their new house that they bought. She wants $25,000 a month in spousal support. Mind you, no children.
For the rest of her life?
Correct. She wants $5,000 a month for shopping.
That's all food,
though. $1,000 a month for beauty care.
Right.
She wants a car at the end of every lease cycle. And for every person in her family, she wants courtside Laker tickets. After they broke up. So you've known him 30 days, you're not even a baby's mama, and you want this for the remainder.
Wow. Way to make that decision easy.
God.
Not.
You are right, Alex. That's why people hate women in the marriage situation.
I was on Team Khloe, but now I'm off. I can't do it.
Yeah, well.
I actually have a clip here for our next break. Apparently, Jessica Simpson was made fun of on Fox's pregame show. There was a Burger King sketch.
Okay.
And there was a cartoon where they had drawn the members of the Dallas Cowboys and some of their coaches, and here's what they said, Kevin.
Man, I still can't believe Tony dated Jessica Simpson, even after she blew up bigger than Flozell Adams.
Hey, Tony, is Jessica around? We could use a defensive tackle.
Yeah, so we liked that. Apparently, Jessica Simpson tweeted, I will never understand why people attack for a laugh. Well, Jessica, you don't understand the Kevin and Bean show.
For a laugh. Because it's funny. The answer is in the question.
It's for a laugh. Well, apparently Fox and Burger King, they're now on the apology tour.
Ah!
Yes. Burger King says, this is my favorite thing. Burger King did not have any input in the creation of the animation, and no one from Burger King approved it before it aired.
That's a bad system.
That's a very, very bad system. So much like the Kevin and Bean show, you should send all your stuff to attorneys who just say no to everything.
That's correct.
They should work that out before the end of Rocktober, though, don't you think?
I'm getting a little deaf here sitting next to Dave. And finally, Feliz Cumpleaños to Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Anthony.
Flea!
We actually have Anthony here in studio for Rocktober. Anthony, do you want to say happy birthday to Flea?
I would like to say it in song. Here we go. Flea, happy birthday. Whack-a-dang, smack-a-doo, California, Cadillac, big black man, likes to eat steak, and whack-a-dong, smack-mack, big-a-dong, ding-da-dang-da-dang, California.
All right, I'm Alex. That's been your Showbiz Beat for the Friday, the 16th of October.
Why is Amber Heard heading for the car? Did I see you slow dancing with Amber Heard during that song? It looked to me like you guys were really enjoying it together.
She was not slow dancing. I was slow dancing.
She was resisting.
By myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the new films in theaters today is called The Stepfather. We talked to Penn Badgley a few days ago about it, and it sounds very, very scary. His girlfriend in the movie is played by actress Amber Heard, who joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Amber, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Amber's sitting amongst the drums. Sorry about the mess over there.
Oh, no problem.
A little band.
You know, a lot of people who are in the entertainment industry, they grow up doing all sorts of, you know, singing and dancing and everything. Did you, you ever play any musical instruments coming up, Amber?
Oh, no.
Really? Because I want you in the band so badly.
I'm just a fan.
Do you rap?
Only in my free time.
All right.
Album comes out next year.
I love that Amber's a fan. Maybe she can write a quote for the album, for the liner notes, maybe.
She's not a fan of ours.
I think about 7 years now.
Yeah, and it's going well for you, right? You're one of those actresses who came out here and made it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm still trying.
Making it.
Yeah, well, you could say. I've been here for, 7 years, and I'm lucky enough to have been working the whole time. So,
Did I read right that you left high school to come out here? Or?
Yeah, I left high school just to leave Austin, Texas in high school.
Yeah, I can see that. But, although Austin's a pretty cool city for people that didn't grow up there. Did you not like it?
No, I loved it. Austin's great. I just always wanted to travel, and there's only so much time you can spend entertained by Catholic school and Austin,
Catholic
Texas.
School.
So
that explains it.
Yeah, there you go. Should I just start with that?
Your advice to the kids then is that school is overrated and just drop out as soon as possible?
I babysit and do motivational speaking
good,
as well.
Good. On the circuit. Drop out of school, kids. Your parents' reaction when you came out had to be negative.
Oh, of course. I mean, they were, semi
horrified.
Right. Yeah, you could say that. Mm-hmm. But I left to go to New York and I thought I was going to model or something like that. And that's self-explanatory.
That didn't really happen as much.
And I wound up out here when I was 17. So,
wow.
So you left. When did you leave high school? When you were 16?
Yes.
And you went to New York when you were 16.
Uh-huh.
Did you know someone there?
Yeah, I did. I knew a few people and somebody was kind of managing me and, I hated modeling. I hated it.
I did too. Thank God you said that. I was sitting here thinking, if she goes on and says how great it was, I'm going to just have to bite my tongue.
What did you hate about it?
I was starving and it takes absolutely no talent. There's nothing in it. So, I guess some people use it as a platform, but. There's only so much of that.
I just felt like a piece of meat that everyone was always judging me. Didn't you, Amber? Isn't that what it was like?
Aw, I'm sorry.
And Bean never eats. He's so thin.
I'm wasting away, right? All right, so you move out to – when did you develop the bug for acting? When did you think, hey, maybe this is something that I'd like instead?
Well, I think it's when I found out that my school allowed trips for the varsity drama team. We had like this competitive drama team that was allowed to leave school early for like practice.
Okay.
All the non-athletes were allowed to go on the weekends and compete, in these drama competitions. So naturally, not being an athlete, I was like, well, I'm going to do that.
I will compete.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But then I ended up falling in love with it. It was, I fell in love, and that's all I can say about that.
People really do get bitten hard by by various facets of the entertainment industry, by that bug. I mean, you hear the same thing from musicians all the time. They say, look, if I wasn't doing this, I don't know what I'd be doing because this is all I want to do. And people, I hear the same thing about acting. People just fall in love with it. It must be when you're on and it's working and when you're effective, it must be such a rush to be getting it right.
Yes, it is when you get it right. But it's like any job, there's ups and downs and, hopefully you can find work, and that's really the main thing, I guess.
It seems like a lot of pressure, though, especially on movie sets, with there's so many people that are involved, from the director to the camera people. It seems like there's hundreds of people, and if you screw it up, which we do frequently on this show, but it's just us.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not letting down.
Today.
Yes, and you. We're not letting down 100 people because we screwed up. Is that pressure to you or no?
Well, now that you put it that
way.
Well,
I'm just saying you should think about it. Yeah, you should think about it a lot.
there's a lot of people involved. And so depending on what aspect of the film industry you're in, I mean,
but they're all there because you're there.
True, so but when, I'm there because they're there. You know, I mean, I couldn't do my job without the gaffers, the grips, and the producers and the editors. And you end up making like six different films, and you kind of have to, as an actor, just hope after rap that it's taken care of the way that you hope it.
You kind of have to leave it in their hands and walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you are a tiny piece of the complete puzzle, and it's easy for them to make you look great or to screw you up, I guess.
Yeah.
And also, do you watch your movies when they come out or before they come out or
no,
on DVD?
I mean, I always have to kind of go and screen them at some point in the final editing process. And on some of them, I'm really involved in the editing process. But I hate to watch myself. I can't even stand to be at the premiere. I always sneak out.
We always have artists here that when we play their music, some of them take their headphones off. They cannot listen to
it.
And then we had 30 Seconds to Mars. They had to run out to their car to listen to it in the car. I mean, everybody has a strange reaction. Yes. They literally ran from the studio so they could hear it in the car. I guess that made it real for them or something. I don't know. But
that's what I do at my premieres. I bring a little portable TV.
Right, sure. Watch it on your little portable.
This is the voice. The pretty voice is Amber Heard, by the way, an actress who stars in the movie, co-stars in the movie The Stepfather, opening today, which we're going to get to in just a minute. Tell me about being in Zombieland. Because I would imagine being a zombie must be about the most fun you can have as an actor.
Yeah, it was really hard. It was hard work. I mean, I did hours and hours of prosthetic hair and makeup and
to make you look ugly.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but actually, now that I think about it, I spend about that much time getting ready for the red carpet, which makes me think right. about it. Makes me rethink.
Just different makeup styles.
Really.
It was pretty athletic what you did in the movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you were running
around. It was a lot of
physical.
Yeah.
It was
but
awesome.
It was fun. I was a disgusting zombie, and if I can't, I'm an actor, and I like acting, and I like taking on different roles and different, you know, shapes. And if I can't be a disgusting zombie in my career, then
you have no business being an actor.
Exactly.
Yes. Now, was that a role that you got the opportunity to be in? You said yes. I can't wait to do this. I love zombie movies. Or was it something that somebody had to talk you into because they knew it was going
to
be good?
No one had to talk me into that. All he had to say was disgusting zombie, and I'll let you. And I was in.
Yeah.
I only had 2 days too. I was on my way out of the country to film a different movie, and I had 2 days. And I literally got on a plane the next morning and filmed it for 2 days. And I talked to Ruben, the director, on the phone, and I said, well, can I really go for this? Can I do the whole disgusting thing? Don't make me look like a sexy but, you know, scary zombie.
Let's not move too fast into that area.
Well, she's sexy at first.
Okay, yeah.
When she first walks in.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to, like, have them make me be a zombie and say, yeah, you can be a disgusting zombie, and then I'm, like, cleavage zombie.
Right.
You know?
But I'm saying there's nothing wrong with cleavage zombie.
That's not too.
Your choice.
All right. Amber Heard is here. The movie is called The Stepfather. We talked to Penn Badgley a couple days ago, and he was promoting the movie, so of course he's going to say it's good, but he seemed to be really impressed with the script and saying that it was scary in ways that he even wasn't expecting. Did you have the same reaction to it?
I don't know. It's hard to be objective, on a project that you worked on and spent time on. But it was years ago that we did this. I mean, for me, it's kind of bizarre to have something.
How many years? Two? Three?
Two.
2 years ago.
Yeah. So much has changed.
I don't remember stuff we did last week.
I don't even know what this movie is that I'm promoting right now.
You're looking forward to seeing if it's good.
Yeah.
Well, you can brush up on it. We're going to take a break. Amber Heard is here. It's called The Stepfather. It's out today, and we'll be right back on the Kevin and Bean.
Amber Heard is in our studio. Very beautiful and talented young actress from Pineapple Express and Zombieland. Lots of TV shows, and of course, the new movie, The Stepfather, opening up everywhere today. And Amber, you are a mysterious woman to me. You don't follow any sports, which I already can't conceive. Like, how you can't be excited about something right now, whether it's basketball or hockey or football or baseball. They're all going on at the same time. You can't have a team, I can't figure that out. It seems like you do nothing but work and sit at home. What's up with that? And go to the library. You're a weirdo.
Would you say that's accurate? Work, stay at home, go to the library.
Yeah, I guess. When you put it that way, all of a sudden I'm a little bit more depressed than I was.
Well, I mean, look, hey, if whatever works for you, I mean, if you're happy, it's just you're so out of the ordinary from people that we are used to talking to. I mean, Amber found out about the balloon boy like 10 minutes ago. I mean, like, it's so weird to me because you couldn't escape it yesterday unless you're like you and you don't turn on the TV or the radio, I guess.
I just got a TV 2 days ago.
You just got
my first TV.
Of your life?
My parents had one in their bedroom that didn't really get cable when I was growing up. So, yeah, I guess
So really in your life? 2 days ago. Bean,
because she works.
I work too. But Amber, there have to be times where you're at home. Don't you ever even want to watch DVDs or something? You use a TV for that?
Yes, I do. I'll put it in my computer if I have a DVD that I want to watch. But it's, I mean, very rare that I have time to sit down that long.
Okay. What about your friends? Do you have any friends, first of all? I guess I shouldn't assume. Do you have it? Are there any people that like you? Tell me that first.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe one or two.
Okay. So what happens when they say, how about that American Idol last night? Or, man, I can't wait for the Oscars this weekend. Or any number of other things that people just watch on TV because they do. What about those?
No, they know me. They know I won't be able to reference anything like
so
that.
So you don't even try to fake it. Oh, no. I couldn't believe that first guy on American Idol when he fainted.
It's the worst thing. I'm the only one that I know, at least, that doesn't reference anything like that. And I don't recognize people that are, I guess, regular figures on TV. And sometimes if I run into people, you know, around LA, I think I know them. And it's because I've, you know, been in the doctor's office and seen something that they were in or something like that. And my first instinct is not that that I actually recognize them from TV because it's so rare that I watch something.
So you're practically Amish, right? I mean, you practically came here in a horse and buggy today. So when you're in the supermarket, do you go to the supermarket or do you have all your food sent in so you don't have to leave your home?
No, I go to the supermarket. Okay. I'm actually very domestic and I go to the market.
Very good.
Yeah.
So when you're in the market and you're looking, you're standing there waiting to check out and you see all the magazines and the tabloids and everything like that, you never have any idea. Like you see John and Kate Gosselin on the front of The Sun and you have no idea who they are.
No idea.
Oh, you're so lucky.
No idea. I know that name, but I have no idea what those people are famous for.
You're so lucky.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't.
You are so weird.
I like to read. I have, you know, and I'm into Ardipithecus right now, so I wasn't paying attention to Balloon Boy.
She's great.
Yeah, awesome.
So you're reading actual books, things that have actually stood the test of time that are valuable and interesting and good instead of the stuff that we waste all of our time on.
Maybe.
Wow.
That's what it sounds like.
Now I feel worse about myself than I did before.
I wonder what your life would be like if you really weren't involved with all the stuff on TV. And
if I didn't have TV, do you use the internet much?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Not much, though.
Not much.
If I didn't have TV, the internet, and sports.
Right.
I don't know what I'd do.
That's 80% of our life right there.
Wow, I'm pathetic.
There's a whole world of beauty products and public libraries awaiting you.
Kevin really isn't the intriguing part here because Kevin has children. So we know that takes up a lot of his time.
That's true.
That is true.
What would Bean do? Can you imagine?
I wouldn't want to live in a world like that Amber just described.
Bean would cease to exist.
Bam.
Yeah. it wouldn't be worth it, I don't think.
Well, all right. More power to you for that's impressive.
I mean, you seem, you know, happy and well adjusted, so I mean, who are we to judge? But
guys, I'm not the Unabomber. I just don't like TV.
You're crazy.
Have you written the manifesto?
Do you have a cabin in Montana? Be honest.
Do you have a typewriter?
All right.
A Smith and Corona.
People are listening to this and they're thinking, hey, weekend's here. What do I go see at the movies? Tell folks why they need to go check out The Stepfather before you go.
It's a fun, cool, scary thriller about a mysterious stepfather that moves into a house. Penn Badgley and I play a couple. Penn is the stepson who confronts this new dubious character.
That always seems
horror ensues.
That always seems like
thrills ensue.
Okay.
That always seems like that's a good premise because at first you would doubt it. You know what I mean? Like if you came across some information like that.
Sure.
And then everyone else would doubt it. It would take a long time to get everybody around on your side of the story, but it always seems like that's just could be a terrible situation.
Yeah, it's a good setup.
Now, do you, as a girlfriend, see it? Do you know it? Or are you just telling your boyfriend, Penn, okay, whatever?
I'm kind of the voice of reason. I'm like, you know, throughout the movie, kind of...
The voice of reason?
Yeah, I end up being wrong. I end up causing all this trouble.
You are no help at all.
None.
And your character doesn't even recognize Penn Badgley from Gossip Girl because you don't have a TV, right? That must be very confusing in the film.
But wait,
it was confusing in the press conference.
Her character might have a TV. Do we know that?
Oh, that's true. She's an actress. That's true. She could have a TV. Do you run up and down stairs a lot and get stabbed? And is there blood?
multi-part question.
I wouldn't have a career without those elements.
Okay, good. All right. So
yes, and yes.
That's what I'm looking for.
And chainsaws.
Fantastic. And chainsaws.
Ooh.
There's
one.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, creepy.
All right, then.
Oh, I hate this.
The movie is called The Stepfather, opening everywhere today. Amber, you have fascinated us like you have no idea, and please come back and see us again sometime. Unless you develop some sort of aversion to being on the radio. If you don't, then we'd love to have you back sometime, all right?
I read my latest manifesto.
Right, exactly. I wish I could turn my life back 24 hours before I ever heard the name Falcon Healy. That's what I wish. Or Healy, I guess it is.
Falcon Boy.
The little balloon boy from yesterday. For folks like Amber Heard, who was just in, who don't watch the news, it was everywhere yesterday. This balloon takes off. This guy who considers himself a scientist builds this helium balloon, and somehow it takes off from his backyard, and it goes off into the sky like balloons will do. And they think, one of the kids says, hey, my little brother is on the balloon. He's the one who set it loose, and it's gone. And the little boy is on the balloon
right now.
Six-year-old, yeah. So, you know, everybody goes crazy over this, obviously. It's nonstop, wall-to-wall television coverage. And it happens in Colorado when the National Guard is called in. And then they're talking to the Air Force. And then they're talking to NORAD. And they're trying to figure out a way if a helicopter can get close enough to the balloon, they can lower a ladder and rescue the kid. Well, eventually, after a couple of hours and 50 miles from the folks' home, eventually it does land and there's no kid. So now they got to go back and go, well, maybe he fell out. What's the deal? And then they talk to a sheriff's deputy who says, oh, I saw something fall out of the balloon. Oh. And then they find... It just went on and on and on and on. You got to be thinking these poor parents must be going crazy. Well, the way it turns out is the kid was never in the balloon at all. The kid ends up hiding in a box in the garage or the attic or something like that. And he was just, you know, he's just playing, basically.
Yeah,
and
he's just screwing around.
Yeah, the family was calling for him and he wouldn't answer and stuff like that. So now everybody's like, well, this family's crazy anyway. This guy considers himself a scientist. He thinks humans descended from aliens. He used to be on Wife Swap as a contestant. So
twice.
Maybe he's just trying to get on
twice
TV.
Right? They were on that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
I know. So what's the deal with the balloon boy? And then last night they do an interview, the first of many, on CNN. Wolf Blitzer is on CNN filling in for Larry King. And the kid says something that's so bizarre that now people are convinced that it's some sort of a hoax. Listen up.
He's asking Falcon, did you hear us calling your name at any time?
Hmm?
You did?
You did?
Why didn't you come out?
Kid is six, by the way. Sounds three.
You guys said that... We did this for a show,
is what he says.
We did this for a show. But didn't he say you guys said? So he's talking to his parents. You guys said we did this for a show.
Yes.
And who knows if he saw all the cameras outside at that point and he was confused because of their Wife's Swap experience. Who knows what's going on? But now people are going to the father, Richard Heaney, and they're saying, dude, what up? They were making the rounds on all the television morning shows today, and I don't know whether it's just too much stimulus, too much stress for this kid, or if he's sitting there listening to his parents lie on TV, but he's just vomiting on every set he goes on.
Yes, he was on the Today Show this morning and just started puking. And I want you to listen because the father and the interviewer, neither of whom are bothered by the fact that this kid is literally puking his guts out.
Oh, my God.
He asks his mom for a cup. You'll hear that. Can I have a cup or something like that? And then you'll hear him throwing up. And they don't even – they barely slow down. They just keep right on going.
And one of the guys told me it was for some –
Mom.
One of the guys told me it was for some TV show. So that's what he was referring to. That's what he was referring to when
– keeps going.
He made that statement.
So he doesn't turn to his son and say, are you okay?
Do you need some water, son? Is there anything I can get for you?
Of what happened, but they do want to question you a little bit more.
Listen to him. He's coughing again. He's about to die, and they don't stop the interview.
Oh my
Producer
God.
Alex is convinced he's too stressed out because the parents are telling stories, and he knows they're not true. So I don't know what the deal is, but I am excited that we have the family on the phone. I believe we have Richard Heaney, the dad, and little Falcon, the son, on the phone with us from their home in Colorado right now.
Hi.
Hi, Falcon. How are you, young man? There's no reason for you to be sick. We're just going to have a little bit of a conversation. You're fine, okay, Falcon?
Scared.
You're not in trouble.
Oh,
maybe we should reschedule for another day. Maybe he is actually sick.
It sounds like there's too much going on at your house.
It's okay.
Hi.
Okay, hi. Are you nervous because your parents are lying, or are you sick?
And daddy said that. Well,
what does "for the show" mean?
Daddy was wrestling naked with a girl that wasn't mommy last night.
What?
What? What are you talking about?
Excuse me. Sorry, son. Hey, remember what we talked about? You don't just keep it to the script.
Mr. Heaney, it sounds like you can't control your
son. I'm sorry. No, let's give it back to the kid. I apologize.
You were
I apologize for
you
that.
You were wrestling with a girl that's not your mom. Okay.
Daddy's good daddy. Elvis, scientist.
Scientist.
Right, that's what he says. Yeah, that's why he had this flying saucer balloon, this helium balloon in the backyard, as he's got a real interest in space and science, right?
And he's been burying cash that the government doesn't know about.
What? Son, what? Falcon, what? Hey, put Falcon back on.
No, it's, you know what? Hold on one second. Will you shut up, dude?
You've been...
He said you were hiding money from the government,
No, one
Richard.
Second. I'm sorry, one second. Just...
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Do you need to be rescued? Are you okay?
No, I have good parents and they're real nice.
Okay.
Dad's growing weed in the backyard.
Sounds like he's got an awful lot to try to keep straight.
Whatever he said.
That kid needs
some
parents.
He said I make plenty of money to feed. The herd is what he said. So just disregard
that.
You
grow weed in the backyard.
He's talking about what a good. Will you shut?
Don't talk. He's 6 years old.
I'm back.
Okay. Listen.
Yeah.
I can't understand what you're saying there,
Falcon.
No,
it's a balloon was scary.
Okay. The helium balloon? Yeah. Okay. But you weren't on it.
Dad and I buried a hooker in the desert.
You buried a hooker, Falcon?
Did you say
my dad and I buried a hooker in the desert.
That's a lot.
That is...
A lot of throw-up.
Patently untrue.
Is what that
I
is.
Don't know what this goddamn kid... You are going to get it, you son of a...
Oh, see, this is ugly. I don't want to be any part of this. This is just mean. Leave him alone, Richard. Come on. He's trying to tell the truth.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. Not for long.
I don't know how you're going to top burying the hooker in the desert, though. I got to be honest.
Yeah, it seems pretty bad.
There you go. That's the way to do it. All right.
You should probably drink... 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Congratulations to Richard Flores of Los Angeles. Earlier this morning, we made the phone call, and he won a trip for two to Australia.
He's going to
fly to Sydney, Australia, and he's going to see Muse and Rise Against at a show called Big Day Out. Congratulations.
And he's going to put a shrimp on the Bobby.
No. No. No, he's not. It's 8:55.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, not just on a Friday, but on a Friday in a certain special month that we like to call the 16th of October.
DJ Omar Khan. DJ Omar Khan.
Wow. I got to say, Dave, you're particularly good today.
Yeah,
that was your,
I agree.
Maybe that was your best sesh yet.
Very well done. Ralph Garman, who was one of the original members of Melfons on vacation this week, he's not going to recognize this band when he returns next week. It has grown so much in the 5 days that he's been gone.
That's true. And today we are letting you experience that on the 16th of October.
DJ Omar Khan.
All right, put it away, boys. Time for the showbiz beat on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's time for the showbiz beat. Which I haven't given 1 second's thought to, but here we go. What about Fred Durst, who used to be a singer of a very popular band that we played a lot on this show? In fact, we had Fred Durst as a guest on our program many times back in the 10 years ago or so.
Do you know if we ever had him on during the month of Rocktober?
I don't I don't actually. But he's been in the news three times in the past year. The first time was when he said Limp Bizkit's getting back together.
Right.
And then no one cared. The second time is when he announced that he was marrying his girlfriend Esther Nazaroy, and then nobody cared. The third time is just yesterday when it was revealed that they have filed for divorce. They separated 1 month into their marriage. Fred and Esther were married from July 13th till August 25th, and then irreconcilable differences kicked in.
But correct me if I'm wrong, they filed during the month of Rocktober?
I believe they did, yes, matter of fact. On the Oprah program today, this is a get-together that many people have long wanted. Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield will be on together. Kevin, for folks who may not recognize the significance of those two men in the same room together, explain what happened.
I think it was one night during Acoustic Christmas, if I recall correctly. I came out and I heard that Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield. And I said, no effing way did that happen. It did. He bit him twice in the ring, spit out his ear.
That's unbelievable.
And,
yeah.
And he just went crazy on him, right? I mean, obviously, Mike Tyson was an accomplished fighter. He was the heavyweight champion of the world, or trying to be at that time. I don't remember where they were in the back and forth. But he knew that he couldn't bite a guy and get away with it. But he just lost his mind. He was a rabid dog for a minute. And he was, if I recall, there was a huge fine or something. He was banned from boxing for a real long time. I mean, it was a low, low, low point of that man's career.
If I recall, though, it was later in the year. It wasn't so much Rocktober.
The concert movie for Michael Jackson called This Is It doesn't open for another 2 weeks.
You know when that comes out?
I feel like I'm being...
You know when that comes out, that movie, This Is It?
When's it come out, Kevin?
The 28th of Rocktober!
If you were planning on seeing it but haven't received your or bought your tickets yet, you may be out of luck. The New York Daily News is reporting that all 1,600 showtimes have completely sold out already before the movie's even open. You can't buy a ticket to it anymore.
That has to be because it's going to be available for Christmas on DVD, right?
I would assume
so.
Is there
any other reason?
Yeah, there's no way they're going to leave money on the table. I mean, clearly, if they can sell out all 2 weeks worth of This Is It screenings, there are a lot of people who want to see the movie that aren't going to get to, right?
What if this isn't it, though? What if they make sure decisions like he did? And then just go, two more.
I think we've been guaranteed that this is, in fact, it. All right. And one more story. It's very, very funny that it happened to our friend Dave Gahan from Depeche Mode. But I can understand how something like this happens because you're in a traveling band. You're on the road all the time. You're in a different city every night. Well, Dave ended the concert for Depeche Mode the other night by thanking the people of Chile for the warm reception. Then he found out, of course, the horrified crowd let him know that they weren't in Chile so much as they were in the next door neighboring country of Peru, their mortal enemy. Chile and Peru have been sworn enemies since 1879. Maybe not the best choice of countries to become confused if you're Dave Gahan from Depeche Mode. So apparently that happened. That happened just this past Tuesday night. So that was one of the many dates of their tour on Rocktober, I guess. Is what. Today's celebrity birthdays, including the hot one from Wilson Phillips. She is Wendy Wilson. Her dad, of course, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. She is 40 years old today, which has to make Brian 111, right? I would imagine at this point. Actress Suzanne Somers may be famous to many people as the inventor or the advertiser for the Thighmaster in those commercials is 63 years old today. Barry Corbin, actor from Northern Exposure, is 69. Angela Lansbury, 84 today. Former NBA star Manute Bol turns 47. And John Mayer, singer, songwriter, guitarist, lady killer, John Mayer, 32 today. And that is the Showbiz Beat.
For the 16th of Rocktober.
Omar Khan.
So much. She's my favorite actress, and I can't wait to talk to her.
That's Kevin to Be listener Nick, before you bring him on the phone, who has been, we've been exchanging emails so many times in the last 24 hours because Nick is the first person I ever heard about Amber Heard from. I mean, he's obsessed with her, right, Kevin? I'm not overreacting here, right? He's crazy for her.
24/7 talks about her, emails about her, leaves messages about her. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard from Nick in a long time, though.
I'm not kidding when I tell you that for a year straight, Nick, as Amber Heard's number one fan, was emailing us saying, "You guys got to get her on the show. She's going to be a big star. I love her." So yesterday, I'm emailing with Nick, and I'm like, "Dude, we have your girlfriend coming in. Amber Heard is finally going to be on the show. Would you like the chance to talk to her?" And he's like, "Oh my God, I don't know what I'd say. I'm so excited. I love her. Okay, thanks." So we're waiting. We got Amber Heard in the studio today, and minutes go by, no Nick. Like, what's up with that?
You're the worst fan ever.
I missed the email that you guys were going to call. I was driving my brother to school, and I feel horrible.
Nick.
Horrible.
It's not what you thought we were going to call you. No, we wanted you to call us. We were giving you the opportunity to talk to Amber.
I missed the email. I blew it. I was driving my brother to school this morning.
Nick, yesterday, though, you got the email, and I told you that Amber Heard was going to be on at that exact time and that you should call in and talk to her. And you're like, okay, I'll do it.
I know. I feel terrible right now.
Were you afraid?
Sad. There's real sadness in my heart right now.
Were you listening to Seacrest or something when she was on?
I was listening to the interview. I blew it, you guys.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second, because our producer Alex says that she phoned you during the interview.
My phone's messed up. Everything went wrong this morning. Everything.
But hold on. Hang on a second. What went wrong? You knew she was on and Bean invited you to call and you heard her on our show. So the only thing that went wrong is that you chickened out.
I didn't chicken out. I don't know what happened. I didn't see my phone. My phone's been messed up for a while now. I can't explain how.
Okay. But you heard her on the show, right? You heard Amber Heard on the show.
I did.
Okay. Yeah. So you knew she was on at that time. You chickened out.
Okay. Just a direct question here. Why didn't you then find a phone to call in during the 30 minutes that she was in our studio, Nick?
I didn't thought you guys wanted me.
I mean, honestly, we didn't, but we knew it would be big for you, so we said, go ahead and get on the phone.
Yeah, that's why I emailed you yesterday, is because I knew how much you love Amber Heard. I mean, she's your favorite actress in the world. I thought this would be so sweet.
I'm about to cry. I'm crying inside. I'm not crying outside.
That would make me happy.
And by the way, off the air, Kevin, back me up on this. She was so excited about talking to Nick. She couldn't wait to talk to him. She's like, oh, my God, I hear he's a great guy. Maybe I'd even like to date him if he sounds nice on the phone. And then, of course, we couldn't get you.
It was so sad.
She left here a little bit sad that she didn't get to talk to you also, Nick.
I can't believe it. I messed up.
You chickened out. Say it.
I didn't chicken out.
Say it.
I didn't.
Say it. You know that she was on the show. You heard her.
I know.
So you chickened out. Kevin and Bean, I chickened out. Kevin and Bean, I chickened out. Say it. Say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Say it!
Kevin or whoever I'm talking to.
It's both of us.
Nick, she was so sad, though. I mean, really, I think you broke her heart.
My heart's broken, too, right now.
And let me tell you something else, Nick, just for the record. You know how hot she is in pictures?
I don't know what happened.
You know how hot she is in pictures? Answer my question, Nick.
She's hot.
Yes. Hotter in person.
Yep.
Way hotter in person. Unbelievably. Scorchingly beautiful in person.
I know. I'm having a hard time breathing right now.
and so nice, too. And so unbelievably nice.
I know.
Kevin and Bean, I chickened out.
I can't believe it.
I am a chicken. Say it.
Yep.
I'm not
not going to say that, Kevin.
Come on, it's the
case. It's the truth. Nick, you knew she was on the show. You heard her. So what?
I know. I didn't know I was supposed to call in. I really didn't. I missed the email. I can't believe it. I feel like such an idiot.
Well...
Fail.com. That's all I got to say about this whole thing. Fail.com.
Yeah, all right. Whatever.
Fail. Epic fail.
All right, Nick. I don't know that she'll come back in because she was so disappointed that we didn't fulfill our promise to let her talk to her number one fan. So she may not even start boycotting the show. And then that may cause our ratings to tumble, and then we'll be out of work, too.
What do I do better, Bean? What do I do? How do I...
Well,
you fall on your sword.
Yeah, you can't put water back in a hose, dude. It's over. There's nothing you can do. I mean, seriously, it's over.
Yeah. All right.
And the next time we have her on, we're not calling you. Just for the record.
All right,
Derek. See you later, man. Have a good weekend. You fail.
I'm a chicken. Say it.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday, not just any Friday, but the 16th of October.
1, 2, 3, 4.
DJ Omar Khan.
Wow. The king behind the drum set really bringing it this morning. Huh? How about that?
Did that without Psycho Mike on the guitar, as a matter of fact.
That was very impressive.
Chip, rocking the bass.
Woo. Well done, internship. It is our final showbiz beat of the week. Ralph Garman returns to do it the way it should be done starting on Monday. Very, very sad news for the... I don't know, probably less than 5 people out there that A-ha has decided that they're breaking up. They're hanging it up for good, guys. A-ha hit number one back in 1985 with a song called Take On Me. You remember this one? It's so much better, right? It was a very dumb song, but just for whatever reason, hit at the right time, became a number one hit. They had a video that was Video of the Year, I believe, that year on MTV. But after nearly 30 years together, it was announced yesterday that they're doing one more farewell tour for 2010, then they are saying goodbye.
Wait a minute. You can't announce you're saying goodbye now and then say all of 2010 is still open.
It's like Kiss with the farewell tour. How long has that thing been going on? 10 years they've been saying goodbye?
Yeah.
Cher is another one, yeah. So, anyway, in case you're wondering, by the way, A-ha, still making records. They just had an album that hit the top 10 in like a dozen countries earlier this year. So it's not that the band isn't still successful. It's just that they decided they don't want to do it anymore.
Rick Fox is dating Eliza Dushku.
Yes.
Now, I saw them in a Kings game about 2 weeks ago, and I thought I was the last one to it. I thought, they must have been dating, and I didn't know, so I didn't say anything about
it. It has been going around for a while. She has tweeted about him before.
Yeah, they're quite the couple.
Right.
They're lookers, both of them.
Yeah.
They're
the beautiful people.
They're the beautiful people. Mm-hmm.
If they were to get married in the next 2 weeks, Kevin, when would their anniversary be?
I would think it would be the entire month of Rocktober. We're getting some complaints from people that don't know we're mocking Rocktober because it cracks us up that the classic rock stations around the world are still obsessed with the fact that if you add an R to the month of October, you get Rocktober,
yes.
And they're obsessed with that. So that's what we're mocking.
If you add an R, you get what?
For the record, R to October
gives you
Rocktober.
1, 2, 3, 4. DJ Omar Khan.
Although, when you think about it, Kevin Abinci has really always been much more about Blowvember than it has been about that.
That's true, but I don't know what we're going to play then.
I know what Lisa's going to play. Yeah, you don't know Dan Siddiqui. He is a young man from Los Altos, California, who embarked on a project. This kind of makes me feel like a slacker. You know, I'm trying to get my hair cut in all 50 states, right?
Right. Yeah. It's a dumb goal, but I know that you're serious about it.
When we took the show to New York a few weeks ago, I got, I think, my 6th state haircut, and I'm going to Virginia next month, and I'm getting number 7. So my goal is to get 50 consecutive haircuts in 50 states. Well, I was pretty happy with that until I read about David Sudeikis of Los Altos, California. He is working a different job, 50 different jobs in 50 states in 50 days. He's going to be a TV weatherman in one state. He's going to be a wedding planner in another. And he is writing a book about his 50-day journey called Living the Map.
Wait, aren't people having trouble finding work? How does he find 50 jobs in 50 days?
Greedy,
I'd
actually.
Like to work for one day. Okay.
That is a great question. I guess we'll find out when the book is released in just a couple of months. Living the Map. It's called 50 Jobs in 50 Days. I mean, that's so much better than getting a haircut.
Yeah, you think?
The guy has pretty much just smoked me.
Katy Perry is apparently going to be working with Weezer.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Rivers Cuomo and Katy Perry next week are going to be writing songs together.
That's just Rivers Cuomo's attempt to get her up to the apartment, right? Yeah. That's all that is. Here's a guy. I have a lot of respect for actor Jesse Metcalf. Isn't he the boy toy or was on Desperate Housewives?
Yes.
Is that right, Lisa? The young, good-looking kid?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the time you hear about these actors. We've had it recently on our show where they go, you know, it looks like it's a lot of fun doing the sex scene, but it's really just a lot of work and it's awkward, it's uncomfortable. Jesse Metcalf is not saying that at all. He was talking about the sex scenes that he did with Eva Longoria on that program.
Yeah. Right.
And he said that, and I love this so much. He said that working with Eva made him, in his words, pop a wheelie, and that when the scene was done sometimes, he admits he couldn't get out of bed because he had too much going on downstairs.
Finally, some honesty.
Yeah.
Finally, a guy comes out and says, you know what? Rolling around in a bed, even if it's on camera for a TV show with Eva Longoria, is going to get you hot.
Yeah.
I just love that he said that. That's awesome. We talked to Mr. Movie Phone earlier today, by the way. If you missed it, he had reviews of Law Abiding Citizen, the new movie from Jamie Foxx and Gerard Butler, out today, which he did not recommend. Also, Where the Wild Things Are, which he liked very much, is opening today by director Spike Jones. Paranormal Activity goes a little wider this weekend, Lisa May, as they say.
Yes.
And he also liked that one very much. He did not review, but I'm telling you, go see The Stepfather because our new girlfriend Amber Heard is in it, and she's awesome.
Yeah, it turns out she is. We did a story yesterday about Megan Fox, who is going to be the new Armani underwear model. She's replacing Victoria Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, today they're saying she's getting paid somewhere in the $2 million range, which is a lot for that kind of contract.
Dude,
and
$2 million.
In magazines and on billboards next to the streets, but not until 2010. So you're going to have to wait for about 5 months for that to come out.
I don't know, but that will cause accidents if Megan Fox is in her underwear on billboards, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Today's celebrity birthdays. How about writer, singer, John Mayer, 32 years old today. Lady Killer has got a new album getting ready to come out as well. The chicks totally dig this dude, and he's got it going on. I can't believe he's only 32, by the way. It seems like he's been famous my whole life.
Yeah, true.
Also, Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers turns 47 today.
Thank you, Chip. Done, Chip.
Actor Gary Kemp, also the lead singer of the band Spandau Ballet, who hoped to pick up some of those tickets that AHA is not going to be selling anytime soon. He turns 50 today. Oscar-winning actor Tim Robbins from The Shawshank Redemption and so many other great movies is 51. Suzanne Summers, she was Chrissy on Three's Company, don't you know? She is 63 years old today. And Manute Bol, former NBA oddity, just a physical oddity,
yeah.
That dude.
He's like 6'8", and he weighed like 90 pounds.
No.
Yeah.
Seven, eight,
90 pounds.
He is 47, and that is the Showbiz Beat. I'm happy to rip this piece of paper up and give it back to Ralph Grabman when he returns on Monday.
On Monday, we have Cheryl Hines from Curb Your Enthusiasm, which has been great this year. It's on Sunday night. So,
yeah.
We're going to tell you about the saddest zookeeper in the world. I believe we're going to have Doto, the International Man of Mystery.
We'll see.
We're trying to work that out right now. You know how difficult it is to pin him down, but apparently he is going to come through.
Recap the weekend's baseball, recap the weekend's football, and Harvey Levin from TMZ.com all on Monday, which will still, by the way, be in the month of Rocktober.
One, two, three, four.
DJ Omar Khan.
I know we've only been playing together for a short time, but you think you got the chops to play along with our Friday close-up?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
song are you playing?
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
I would like to request a Lisa May harmonica solo during this part, please.
Why am I sticky and naked? Did I miss something fun?
We've decided to let you go.
Go where?
I'd like you to leave immediately. Your employment here is terminated.
What's the time, man? Oh, heck. You guys better go. You'll be late for your gig.
Let's blow this pop stand and never look back.
Okay, this is it.
This will be it. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it. Because, this is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final, this is the final curtain call.
This has been based on a true story. The motherfucking and.
Peace out.